Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Help. Call 800-388-2227 or visit nfcc.org.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
Moments of terror in Iowa. A tornado kills four at a scout camp.
If it would have been 5 seconds later, there would have been way more people gone.
A sailor's stunning story.
If you told anybody, they said they'd get you for treason.
And coping with sky-high gas prices. Longer work days, shorter work weeks. Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It swooped down with little warning, tearing through a Boy Scout camp in western Iowa.
Right, here's our topping. The tornado is right over us right now.
Thomas White, one of the adult staffers at the Little Sioux Scout Ranch.
It was like raining like hard, like normal rain, and then all the wind got sucked out of my lungs, and then it started blowing so hard I couldn't stand up.
He says some of the scouts huddled inside a shelter.
They took cover, but I mean it was throwing around so much debris, and it was blowing the building around.
Now, collapsing a stone fireplace on one group of campers, at least four were killed and more than 40 others injured. And there was more wild weather to the west.
Fire department!
The door-to-door search after tornadoes ripped across northern Kansas.
We heard the roar of a train and things hitting the house.
Two people were killed in the towns of Chapman and Soldier. The Midwest has been battered by violent and wet weather this spring. That's what it sounds like walking some of the streets of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where floodwaters have washed through the city. In Wisconsin, much the same story in Gray's Mills, where Brad Otto says there's been nearly a foot of rain so far, with more on the way.
We're just going through the motions. We're just cleaning, doing, you know, it's like you fall back into the groove of like, all right, slop it up, clean it up, wipe it up, wash it off.
And parts of Indiana have also been awash. All of this could have a devastating impact on one of the region's most important crops. Here's CBS News correspondent Cynthia Bowers.
The corn crop is already in jeopardy just 1 month into this growing season because it was an extremely cold spring and corn farmers got a late start in planting, and those who did plant have now got water in their fields, and corn crops are not anywhere near the height they should be.
State Farm, the good neighbor insurance company, is pulling some of its coverage in the area battered by Hurricane Katrina in 2005. At the end of the current season, State Farm will no longer offer policies to people living within 1,000 feet of the beach on Mississippi's Gulf Coast. And says the company's Fraser Engerman,
we're going to be canceling wind coverage for our customers living between 1,000 feet and 2,500 feet along the coast in Mississippi.
Roughly 5,000 homeowners will be affected. State Farm says it needs to take the step to maintain financial stability. In Northern California, fire crews have their hands full. A string of wind-whipped wildfires continues burning. One of the worst is a blaze in the Santa Cruz Mountains that's driven hundreds of people from their homes. This Santa Cruz resident says there's not much to do but scramble to keep the flames at bay.
You run, you grab a hose, you put a fire out. You grab a shovel, you put some more fire out.
Officials say crews are fighting high temperatures, low humidity, and gusting winds. Secret weapons tests in the 1960s and a vow of silence, one that will be broken very publicly today. CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan is here live to explain.
It was classified, called Product Jack Shad, Navy tugboat sprayed with biological agents. Jack Alderson was the commander.
It was a witch's brew as far as we were concerned.
Now 74 and sick with cancer and chronic fatigue, he and other crew members like Bob Reinhardt have been denied extended veterans health benefits.
Well, it got so I couldn't hardly swallow.
The Pentagon says there's no proven link between the tests and the illnesses. Alderson will tell a congressional panel there is and offer what proof he's come up with. Nick?
An uproar within the ranks of British intelligence after a senior cabinet official left top-secret documents lying on the seat of a commuter train. The eyes-only papers dealt with al-Qaeda in Iraq and Iraq's security forces. An investigation is underway, and the official has been suspended. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. A wildfire growing at Fort Carson's Pinyon Canyon maneuver site. The wildfire started by lightning has grown to 20,000 acres. Firefighters are working to put it out. But in some areas, this summer's fire strategy, let them burn. At least that's true in bark beetle infested areas. Rather than sending out hundreds of firefighters to try to control blazes on forest land, agencies say they're going to consider giving up some acreage to keep crews safe. There are 1.5 million acres of bark beetle-infested national forest land in Colorado. Governor Ritter calling it the quiet crisis. It's the challenge to find money to repair and build roads. So he's extending the life of a Blue Ribbon Transportation Panel to address the issue. Come Monday, the Colorado Lottery will have something new, tickets that smell.
It's like the scratch and sniff of years gone by.
That's Lottery's Todd Greco. Some scented tickets will debut with a crossword game and the first scent sure to wake you up, coffee. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a quiet start to this morning's commute. We're looking at pretty good speeds on both 36 as well as 6th Avenue. Traffic is starting to build on 76 just east of I-25. Traveling westbound, CDOT, they picked up there overnight.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1359. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1359. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1359. 1-800-557-1359.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view, all without surgery or injections? With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at the Sundance Film Festival.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-656-1075. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-656-1075. 1-800-656-1075.
We have got an interesting show this morning. First of all, there's a Miami lawyer who is suing OPEC over skyrocketing prices of oil. This guy's name is Larry Klayman, and he claims in a lawsuit filed Monday that the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries is violating U.S. antitrust laws by fixing oil prices. And we're going to talk to him about this lawsuit as the price of gasoline continues to climb. And the energy department said yesterday that $4 a gallon, they basically said just get used to it. The other thing we're going to talk about this morning is we're going to talk about, because I'm bothered by it, and maybe there's some of you who are not, we're going to talk about the 104,000 to 180,000 kids that are in poverty between 2000 and 2006, and we've got a pretty good impressive lineup of people to talk about this. We're going to talk to Megan Furland. She is president of the Colorado Children's Campaign. And she's going to talk about these numbers. We're also going to talk to Lieutenant Governor Barbara O'Brien, who has been a longtime advocate for young children and teens and has a history of innovative policy initiatives. And so we're going to talk to her about it. And then at 8:05, we're going to talk to State Representative Morgan Carroll from House District 36. She's running for the state Senate, but we're not going to talk to her about her campaign. We're going to talk to her about the fact that that something needs to be done about this. And she's really good at getting bipartisan support. She cares about not only her district, but she cares about the state. And then at 8:35, we're going to talk to the executive director of Colorado Health Partnerships. That's Alan Salazar. Now, if you read the article about the poverty rate in Colorado among children, he's one of the key names mentioned. And he's responsible for coordinating the activities of the partnership between the 8 mental health center providers and Value Options, the management service provider, and the Department of Healthcare Policy and Finance, and the contracting agency for the mental health contract. So, you know, if you listen to this show for a long time, you know how I feel about mental health. I think it's the A number one to me. When it comes to health insurance, to me, it's the A number one topic that's out there. And it's the number one topic to me when it comes to health insurance for a couple of reasons. One, there is a significant part of this society that doesn't believe in mental health care and doesn't believe in psychiatric care and looks at it as being, well, that person's crazy and there's nothing we can do about it. And I know you've heard people talk that way. You'll say to them, listen, you've got problems, you're depressed, why don't you see a doctor? No, I won't go sit in that room, I won't do it. And I'll say to them, yeah, but I'm not talking about a psychologist, I'm talking about a psychiatrist. Somebody who can give you not only talking therapy, but also give you medical advice. No, I won't do it. Right? Also, mental health is pretty much hidden. I mean, we really don't talk very much about it. Now, you got to give Tipper Gore credit, because she did try to talk about it and didn't get very far, but at least she was at least talking about it. Most of us on our health insurance plans, if you have mental health coverage, what does it pay for? 6, 10, 12 visits, and then you're on your own? That's not significant enough. And then look into your own childhood and try to remember back to the kids you knew who had some kind of a problem. And whether it was trouble at home or whether it was chemical, but they would act up, they were getting in trouble, they had mood swings. And for those of you that are up this morning at 6:12, 12 minutes after 6, and you're listening to me talk, maybe some of you out there fall into that category. You always felt funny, but you never knew why you felt funny. People didn't understand, and you couldn't describe it. But it got in the way of your productivity, both in school and also on your job. And if you go look at the statistics, mental health and depression costs this country a lot of money in productivity. See, to me, a lot of these things that ail us, and that cost us money, a lot of this stuff could be cleared up if we really made a serious effort to get into preventive medicine. And there's a bunch of examples you can look at. Obesity is one, which I've battled all my life, and I'm still battling. Still sweating to get that last 35 pounds off, which is ridiculous if you think about it. But obesity causes health problems. You know that. Smoking causes health problems. You know that. Lack of exercise causes health problems. And the idea that there are people out there who they never go to see the doctor because what they say is, well, listen, I feel okay, therefore I am okay. Meanwhile, might have high cholesterol. And you don't have to be 60 years old or 50 years old to have high cholesterol. You could be in your 30s and have it. And it's not because you're overweight and it's not because of what you eat. It's because it's in your family history, the high cholesterol. So if we got in early and we practiced good preventive medicine, then it would cut down on costs. And I find it interesting that both presidential candidates, both John McCain and Barack Obama, hardly ever talk about this stuff at all. And most politicians don't talk about this stuff, about preventive medicine and health, mental health care. Let's look at that for a second. It's a terrible, terrible thing to have that. It's a terrible, terrible thing to have it and to suffer through it and to not understand what it is, why it happens, and despite your best efforts in life, you can't fight it off and you can't combat it. People get paralyzed by it. They can't go to work. They have family problems. And when they're young, they run into a ton of trouble. Now, I'd be interested to know, and I'm going to ask all of these experts on childhood poverty, I'm going to ask them about this. How many kids do you think that are out there in that 180,000 who have mental health problems, but these mental health problems are never addressed? They're never looked at. And they don't go away. And as you get older, they become worse. And how many kids drift off into trouble or become disruptive elements in school because they've got mental health problems? And the conventional wisdom is this. Here's the conventional wisdom. Well, parents aren't doing their jobs. But most people can't spot this when it happens. And if you've never been to a good psychiatrist or even a good psychologist, you can't describe, particularly when you're a kid, you can't describe to the outside world what's going on with this. How do I know? Because I'm bipolar manic depressive and I went through it through my youth. I mean, do you think that if I had had my head on straight, do you think that if I had not had these mental health problems, if they had been confronted, if people had known what to do or were able to understand it back when I was a kid, do you think I'd be sitting here at 6:17, 17 minutes after 6, a talk show host on a radio? No, there's a million other things I wanted to do in life, but I never could get there. And I know I've talked about this on the air before, but when I tell this to people, they're shocked. You know what I really wanted to be when I was a kid? John, I bet you can't guess.
Some kind of athlete, like a baseball player?
No.
I'm not sure. What?
Okay, how shocked are you at this on a scale of 1 to 10? I wanted to be a librarian.
That's not too shocking, man. I know how much you love books, so that doesn't shock me.
But you got to go to school for that, for library science. And my second love was radio. So my first love, which was books, was ruled out. Because I never paid attention in school. I was too busy acting up and trying to send a message, in a lot of cases, to my parents, to the world, that I had something internally wrong with me. But I couldn't describe it to them. I couldn't tell them what it is. And I remember the first time that I really realized what was going on in my life. This is going to sound really crazy, but it was like high school. And I was sitting there listening to the Rolling Stones' Let It Bleed album. No, I'm sorry, Beggar's Banquet. And I realized I was depressed, and I couldn't figure out what I was depressed about. but it had been going on all of my life. So these are things I really feel passionate about, and I hope you do too. And we're going to talk about them today. Plus, we'll have Jared Polis on, which has made the Rocky Mountain News and the Daily Camera this morning. And I could grab the article and go over the inconsistencies and the things that are said on the part of Polis's campaign and his press guy, this guy Becker. But I'll save that for when Jared Polis gets on the air. All right, if anybody wants to talk about mental health, if anybody wants to talk about the childhood problems and the fact that I believe the mental health is at the root of a lot of our problems in this society, if anybody wants to get involved in this, and maybe you want to tell your own story, 303-713-7600. Maybe you got the guts to go to the phone, pick it up, and say, hey, Jay, here's what happened to me. Here's what I feel about this. And this is what I had to go through as a kid. And here's where I am now. Or maybe you're out there and you need some kind of help and don't know where to turn. Let's talk about that too. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll definitely talk about something that's mentally health challenging. Here's John Turk with a look at traffic.
Moving the morning commute, underway, but we are accident and stall free at the moment. You might hit small delays as you're getting in Commerce City, westbound 76, starting around 74th Avenue. It's also already clogged on southbound I-25 at Park Avenue. Eastbounders heading into the city, getting the sun glare on 6th Avenue, C-470, I-70, and I-270. It's not too congested, but that bright sun will slow you down.
Use your economic stimulus check for a down payment and we'll match it up to $600. Jack with Jack Micey Heating and Cooling here with this special offer. No interest and no payments for 1 year available now on a purchase of any new American Standard comfort system. Now you can afford to install a new American Standard air conditioner this summer. Call Jack Micey Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate. That's 303-463-8541. Proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Everyone's green these days, but we can always learn more. The Sustainable Living Online Expo is coming to AM 760 with local speakers, green businesses, and forums to share your ideas. If you want to be on the green team, call 303-713-8595 for more information.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-1455. That's 1-800-422-1455. 1-800-422-1455.
Passport to Adventure, your ticket to active family fun in the outdoors. Visit one of REI's six convenient Denver area locations or REI.com for details.
6:22, 22 minutes after 6 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Okay, according to what you're conditioned to believe about radio, you're conditioned to believe that what the person on the air does is, when they're talking about somebody, is they go and they look around and they get their script. But due to my advanced filing system, which enables me to find nothing, I'm going to talk about this, and I'm just going to talk about it from memory. From my memory and from my experience. And I'm talking about Rocky's Autos. I don't need a script to talk about Rocky's Autos. I can just tell you this. First time we ever bought a car there, they didn't know who I was. And we got treated great. Then they wanted to come on the show. This was 12 years ago on a different radio station. I said, sure, you guys are great. I've had tons and tons and tons of people, I can't tell you how many, who have sent me emails about how satisfied they were going to Rockies. There's an article today in the Denver Post. People are dumping those gas guzzlers. If you're in that position, get to Rockies. Check out what they've got. They've got fuel. efficient vehicles like you wouldn't believe. The largest selection of previously owned vehicles. They have their matching down incentive, and they'll look at your trade-in, too, which will help you out. Rocky's Autos, they're open 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., so you've got plenty of time to get there. And if you get there like 2 minutes to 9, they'll stay late and take care of you, and you'll be fine. Go out there and see all my friends out of Rocky's, Spanky Herrera. Go out there and see Uncle Fester. Go out there and see Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato. I can't leave Freddie out. Rick Colton. Any of the folks working at Rocky's will take care of you. Go out there and see them. It's the best place to go, I'm telling you. Rocky's, 63rd and Federal.
60 Minutes.
The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Gross.
Today on Face the Nation,
a special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Archive release. You heard it here first.
I'm walking in the street, cause in my blue.
Because nobody
women
has the guts to play it with us. Yeah. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 72. All right, we're talking about the childhood poverty issue and about how much it ties into mental health. Let's go to Dan from Arvada. Dan, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, a couple good stories, but I mean, this is about a 16-year-old girl, but I've had to use psychiatry because I had a guy commit suicide using my coat.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it took me 2 years to find a good psychiatrist, but I did. But this 16-year-old girl, it was... Actually, she was brilliant. She wrote her suicide note while she was taking notes in class. And they caught her and stopped her. And her dad kept on her, well, why don't you just stop? And she looked at him one day and said, okay, Dad, here's what I want you to do. I want you to stop your high blood pressure. I want you to stop your cholesterol, high cholesterol. Stop your pills. Just stop it. And she says, that's how I feel. I feel like I'm better off not in this world at times. She says, you can't stop your physical, I can't stop my mental.
Yeah, well, I've felt that way.
Yeah.
And so she stopped taking her medication.
Oh, no, she's on her meds. She's doing real good right now. But she said, Dad, someday you never know. If I wake up with that feeling one morning and I'm not here, please, it's nothing to do with you.
Does she get talking therapy?
Oh, yeah, she's got a good psychiatrist and everything, and she's really good, but she's a brilliant lady. So,
well,
chances
are she won't do it. Chances are she'll pull through, but you never really pull through. That's the problem. I mean, you have to struggle with it all of your life, and it can some days be like just pushing a boulder up a hill. And I wonder how many kids get into trouble or later go on to get into trouble as adults because we don't pay attention to their problems, their mental health problems, when they're kids.
Oh, tons, because my wife and I have been involved in preschool and kindergarten, and you can spot some of it as early as that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's there. It's always going to be there. And like she said, you have a physical problem. You can't get rid of it. It's there. I have a mental. I can't get rid of it. You know, it's always there, so we have to take care of it.
Yep. It's something that never goes away. It lives with you like a silent, dark partner. And you can't do anything to get rid of it. And yesterday I got all these emails from people who said, well, I'm sick of paying for this and I'm sick of paying for that. And they thought that the whole focus of the conversation was about illegal aliens when I said it several times that in this poverty level thing, if you go look at the statistics, there are whites, there are African Americans in there. The Hispanic numbers are higher. They're almost 88%, but here's the thing. They're kids. So what do you do if you leave them to their own devices and you don't do anything to help them? Well, if they've got mental problems, then what?
They're doomed.
Yeah, they're going to go to drugs. They're going to get involved in gang activity.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to commit suicide. They're just headed down a rough road. And I think sometimes, Dan, that And I think sometimes the people that don't have this don't understand it totally.
I didn't really understand it until I had that accident, went through it, because I went through depression. And then after talking to that guy about his daughter, it just hit me hard. Like, you know something, they don't really can't control it. I mean, they can, but they need help. Like, we need help with high blood pressure and all that. You know, normal people don't, they think, well, what's your problem? Just get over it. And you can't. You need help.
Yep. And it's like anything else. Oh, and here's something else I run into, too, a lot of times from people. They'll send me an email or they'll call me and they'll say that they have problems. And I sympathize with that. But I'll ask them, are you on your meds? And the answer I'll get from them is no. And then I'll say to them, why not? Well, because I don't want to take them. And then, you got to try to talk to them about that. And it's just like the people, it's just like this is supposed to be a liberal and progressive radio station. It's just like the people who send me emails. Oh, you must be off your meds today. Well, I mean, do you think that? Sometimes I think to myself, well, listen, that's like sending an email to somebody and going, well, you're fat, you're gay, you're African-American, you're a Jew, you're a Muslim. I mean, using it in a pejorative term. And people who have these problems, man, they just can't help themselves.
And then you're right, parents can't, they aren't trained to pick it up.
No, because we don't talk about it.
Yeah, and we got to start talking about it. We need to get back to a we society instead of an I society.
Boy, I agree.
We're helping people.
Yep. Dan, thanks, man. Great
okay.
Call.
Have a good one.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Great way to start out the morning. Adam from Fort Collins. Adam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jake, can you hear me?
Yeah, sure. Here, okay. Fine.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I just wanted to make kind of a statement about an observation I made. I kind of felt like the culture in the U.S. has gone downhill a little bit during the past 7 years, and I feel like at least part of that it reflects upon the leadership, because what you see in your leadership, kind of is mirrored by society. And all that we've really seen in our leadership for the past 7 years is deceit, greed, and bickering. And that's why I'm hopeful coming into this new chance for a new president here that we can have some real change in society and just kind of our interaction with the rest of the world as well.
I'm not a doctor, but I really believe this. Maybe it's an irrational statement. Maybe it's you could consider it to be a personal attack. I believe that there are people in the leadership of this country who are mentally ill.
I don't doubt it.
I really believe that there are people in this country who are mentally ill. And I know that that's an easy statement for somebody to come after me and say, well, you're not a doctor. How do you know? That's a cheap shot. You're doing exactly the same thing that you talk about we shouldn't be doing. But I still believe it's true. I mean, because it's like this. And I've used this example before. You put a man in a room, and you lock the door so the man can't get out. And the man keeps hitting his head against the wall, thinking for some unknown reason that that's going to make a difference, that either people are going to come get him, or that somehow he's going to get out in some way, shape, or form. But all he ends up doing is he just gets a bloody face. And it doesn't achieve anything. Well, what we have here is we have leadership that keeps hitting its head against the wall. It gets no results, and it continues to keep doing it. Now, is that a sign of good mental health?
Nope.
Okay. I mean, that's my example right there. And if anybody wants to challenge it, they have every right to challenge it, because I'm not a doctor and I don't know. But I would say that people who engage in self-destructive behavior and then they don't realize that what they're doing is not getting them any place, like the leadership of this country is engaged in self-destructive behavior, there's something wrong there. There's something wrong. And I would love And I've had that guy on who wrote that book, Bush on the Couch. But I'd love for Bush and Cheney to undergo a clinical psychoanalysis. I'd love to see what would come out of it. Hey, thanks, Adam. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks a lot.
Okay. See you later. Would you like to see that, John? Wouldn't you like to see them go through clinical psychoanalysis?
A psych evaluation, yeah.
And you know what I think is amazing? And I don't know about this, and somebody would have to tell me because I don't have the information about this, but I wonder if you're in Congress, okay, or you're the senator, I mean, you're the vice president or the president, or you're in Congress, and you have mental health problems. Does your health insurance cover treatment for that? I think it does. I think it does cover it.
I'm not sure.
So, in other words, this would be the thing. Why can they have it and we can't?
It's a good question.
303-713-7600. We're talking about kids in poverty, and we're talking about the mental health aspect of it. Here's John to talk about your mental health with traffic.
It's going
to
be tough getting out of Castle Rock and into the tech center this morning. A rollover crash northbound I-25 near Surrey Ridge. It's already backing up pretty good. Look out for a right lane stall as well. Eastbound I-70 around Colorado Boulevard. Elsewhere, the traffic is building in the normal spots like southbound I-25 at 104th. And again, after I-70, it's also busy on I-225 as you drive south at Colfax and again after the Parker Curve. Today's forecast mostly sunny and a high of 74. Right now, 47 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you are a sizzling player this month, you could win a Lexus IS250 at Canyon Casino. The top three players every day in June earn a seat in the slot tournament, and the winner cruises through summer in a Lexus. Go to CanyonCasino.com for details or go straight to Canyon Casino in Blackhawk.
Here's your economic stimulus check for a down payment, and we'll match it up to $600. Jack with Jack Mice Heating and Cooling here with this special offer. No interest and no payments for 1 year available now on a purchase of any new American Standard comfort system. Now you can afford to install a new American Standard air conditioner this summer. Call Jack Mice Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate. That's 303-463-8541. Proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Everyone's talking about going green these days, but we'd all like more information on where and how to do it. The Sustainable Living Online Expo, brought to you by Chevrolet, is the answer. You'll find local speakers, green businesses, local organizations, forums where you can share your ideas with others, and much more will be added every week. The Sustainable Living Online Expo, or SLO, spelled S-L-O-E. Find it now on am760.net. If you're a business who'd like to get involved, call 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595. Sustainable living. Going green. Whatever you want to call it, it's something we're all concerned about. Are you a business owner or manager who runs your business on sustainable practices? If so, we want you to be a part of our Sustainable Living Online Expo, or what we call SLO. We'll have audio presentations from experts in sustainable living, forums for visitors to interact and discuss how they're making a difference, and we'll have businesses like you. If you're interested in AM 760's SLO, then give us a call at 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.
Excuse me, waitress. Which of the Malos would you recommend?
Well, I...
My word! Would you please get them to turn down that ridiculous racket?
Sorry, but that's impossible. That's my theme song. It's been following me everywhere lately.
Theme song? Well, I've never heard of such a thing. Who on earth carries theme song?
Wherever you are in life, get ahead. CSU Global Campus offers online bachelor's and master's degree programs that make career advancement possible for anyone. However you put food on the table, CSU Global Campus can serve you something better. Classes start soon, so enroll now. For more information, dial 1-877-345-GLOBAL or visit csuglobal.org.
This song gets better with time.
Oh, check, please.
We're not allowed to comment about the spots that run on the station. But there are some that you just want to kill the people involved. No, I'm just kidding. Well, really, I'm not. I'm not, but it's 6:38 in the morning, 38 more minutes after the hour, and who's going to catch me? Because the management's not awake. Slight chance thunderstorms. High today, 72. We're talking about the poverty figures in Colorado. We're going to be focusing on this this morning. And we get some of these experts on. I'm going to ask them about this, about the mental health aspect of this situation. And that this can be a key component to people spiraling downwards, and that we don't have enough of a mental health approach when it comes to kids. And then later they become troubled teenagers and troubled adults. And there's really no health care. And I was going to go to Doug in Boulder, who said that he suffered from a bipolar manic depression, and I wanted to talk to him, but Doug hung up. 303-713-7600, that leaves a couple of lines open. So what are you going to do now? You're going to let the topic run out of steam at this point? And I really would like to hear from some people who have struggled with this and get your viewpoint. And see what you have to say, because I can't be the only one here. And I don't want to sit here and go, well, me and I and me and I. And I could tell you, and I just did it. I could tell you a ton, and I did it again. The stories about jobs I've blown, about stuff I've done. But I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear what your experiences are. Here's Chad from Denver. Chad, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, you had said, well, this wouldn't have been your first choice, but I just really want to compliment you that you do pretty good despite being, you know, a little off, like I think many of us are, whether we're labeled with bipolar or whatever, because you're part of making the we society happen, you know, with this dialectic. But I was just identifying with you. my mom was bipolar 1. And we really didn't know it. We just kind of thought she was had depression or whatever. You know, this was back in the early 80s when I was growing up. I'm 35 now. And when I was a junior in high school, they sort of figured out, well, maybe this isn't depression, you know, because they gave her some antidepressants, and then she went manic, you know, running around the house stacking books.
Right.
No reasons, and just, you know. And it was really tough because, you know, I thought that I could be, I was the oldest child, and I could be reasonable and talk with her, talk her into being sane, you know. And I guess my story is kind of like a plea to people to get it together in this country, maybe actually seriously talk about getting health care that will be universal. Because, you know, after that, I went to college, did well, actually went to medical school, and in my third year, I always had a little trouble sleeping, I think because I went through this as a kid, and, you know, I self-medicated with some plant material.
Yep.
And then I found that, well, that wasn't working so good for memory retention and stuff, and, you know, but it didn't affect me until my beginning of my third year of medical school. Then I started my rotations, and my pediatric rotation, I found myself getting, you know, like 3 to 4 hours of sleep on Ambien. I don't know. You probably. You know,
oh yeah, sure.
That's not a good ride when you start that because you really do need, you know, about 8 hours of sleep.
That's right. But
I was just trying to get some because I didn't know when I was going to get woke up with another kid that I had to wake up for, you know. And it just started to fade fast. I got through the hospital part of the rotation and just started to go really manic and see hallucinations and stuff like that, and which is really just disconcerting because, you know, I had never failed or never had, you know, I'd done very well in school up until that point, and it was, so yeah, I mean, I'm driving down it to go move some dirt. I'm a heavy equipment operator and do really well at that. But, you know, I just want to commiserate with you. This is not my first choice. I might be really good at it, but I don't know. The second thing is I just really hope that all this discussion about universal health care goes someplace because, you know, I was very active as a medical student with Physicians for a National Healthcare Program and other organizations. And somebody said the other day, well, what do we trust the government to do well? You know, what does it do well? You know, what makes us think that it would do health care well? Well, I'll tell you what, the quote-unquote, you know, free market has done nothing for health care except for skim your 14 or more percent right off the top just for billing purposes, just to pay those people to put codes in and, you know, and basically waste your money so you can see, so they have to take health care away from you. You know, it's got to be an all-in or, you know, an all-for-one system. We're all in the game. We all have to make the decisions about how much of this health care, how much mental health, how much catastrophic care, how much, you know, end-of-life care, what are our values as society? And it has to be a group discussion. It cannot be just, you know, whoever has the most money gets what they want and what they need out of health care.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And an interesting story, too, on your part. And
I was the guy that brought up the possibility of martial law. John Turk was getting scared a few weeks ago. Like, but anyway.
Well, but you know, frequently, too, it runs in your family. And if you don't know that it runs in your family, then it also becomes like a big, like, oh, then when you get it, then, you know, then when the light goes on, you say, oh, I see. Because my father had it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm relatively sure he did. I mean, he died when he was 50, and I don't remember much about him because he faded out of my life when I was maybe 4. But from talking to people who knew him. So then I say, oh, okay, I see. And you're right. There's a lot of us who have dreams and aspirations, but those dreams and aspirations get snuffed because we can't handle our mental problems. And then the other thing, too, about what you're talking about priorities and about coverage, we've got to get it together. We've got to decide what's important and what's not important. And kids living in poverty and kids having no health care and not being able to get screened out for mental problems, you don't escape from that. It just pushes the problem farther down the road. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I maybe had a couple of discussions with a child psychiatrist, I think maybe one time, you know. You know, partially I grew up in a kind of conservative culture over in West Michigan, the Dutch and the Christian Reformed Church. I don't know if you've ever heard of that little sect of humanity, but there's a good lump of people around Grand Rapids area that, you know, and the Dutch culture was to, you know, let's not talk about our problems. Let's, you know, if we don't tell anybody that we have problems, then there are no problems.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I've also run into people, too, who will tell you, you know, that you don't have a mental health problem, that you're occupied by the devil. Chad, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Call me again.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Mita in Boulder. Mita, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Great to be on.
Well, it's nice to have you on.
You know, I was one of those adolescents that had all those same problems, too, and I was depressed and self-medicated, and, you know, as an adult, it was really hard to deal with that. You know, I was lucky that I had parents that were, you know, able to have good enough insurance to take care of things, and you know, but as an adult, I continued to self-medicate, and it's really sad when we see that because, you know, people with addictions are told that, you know, that's wrong, and it's not considered a mental illness when really it goes hand in hand. So many people are dual diagnosed, you know, and I'm happy to say that I've been clean and sober for 4 years. But,
oh, good for you.
But it's one of those that, you know, I watch people every day struggle, and I work with people with disabilities, and I watch people take advantage of that and over-medicate. So sometimes it's hard to find that in-between, But having been a struggling adolescent, you know, I know how bad that can be. And I can't imagine someone's family not being able to afford to take care of that, you know. And those usually are the people that end up on the streets or end up uncared for.
Yeah, well, see, you're right. I mean, people who have no health care and they don't have the money and they can't. And even if you do have health care, you don't have significant health care enough to cover this problem. So you're really carrying an extra weight on your back, and so is your family, and society doesn't get it for the most part. And it's just a god-awful dark way to go unless you can figure out some way to claw yourself out of it. Obviously you have, I have, although I have my moments, and I'm sure you have yours too. And you're right, I don't do drugs, I don't drink, because I used to do all that stuff. My only addiction now, I think, is food and books. But,
me too.
Yeah, but it's like trying to explain it to somebody. They look at you like, well, I don't get it. I mean, how could you? How could you have done that?
Yeah. Well, it's like looking at these kids that are, you know, on drugs and dressing crazy and self-mutilating and cutting and people just want to turn their heads and think the kid's going through a phase when, you know, that's crying out for help.
That's right.
You know, in its own sick way, it really is a cry for help.
And that's right. You know what?
Society could see that.
Right. When kids act up, the conventional wisdom says, like I said earlier, conventional wisdom tells you, oh, the parents aren't doing their job. But there's more there than meets the eye, and the more that meets the eye is, bingo, mental health. And if you're a child and you live in poverty, there is no way that you're going to get the proper mental health care.
Well, we can't even get dental care for kids in poverty. How are we going to get mental health care?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then when they get older and they start getting into trouble, then it's like people go, oh, well, you know, listen, I mean, so-and-so is just a bad person. And it's like, come on, man. I mean, you know, wise up. Hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate the call.
Absolutely.
It's a good one.
Absolutely. You have a great day.
You too. Mm-hmm. All right. Couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. And doggone it now, Anne in Westminster was going to talk about her daughter and bipolar, and then she dropped off. I just can't keep everybody happy here this morning. And I really wanted to hear from some people who had some stories to tell. We've had some good people tell some stories, but I wanted to hear from some more, and I got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. 6:50, 50 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk in traffic.
Traffic barely moving, coming north on I-25 out of Castle Rock this morning. The problem, a rollover accident after Surrey Ridge. Speeds are in the single digits, starting around Happy Canyon. US 85 might be a good alternate for you. Southbound I-25 is busy on the opposite end of the metro. Speeds in the teens and 20s from 104th down to 84th and from 38th to Spear. On I-70, a right lane stall on the eastbound side near Colorado. That's just been cleared, but we're still seeing delays beginning back around Pecos and in Aurora, 2 1/4, picking up in both directions at Parker Road. Southbounders will see jams from Colfax to Alameda as well. Today's forecast mostly sunny, maybe a little breezy this afternoon. High should be in the lower to mid-70s, currently 47 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What a long commute. It'd be great if you could snap your fingers and be at work. But what if you could snap your fingers and be at a job you really loved? You can. It's more typing than snapping, but you get the idea. Visit Monster today and find your perfect job. Monster, your calling is calling.
Turn to the left.
Bush relied on propaganda to sell the war. Where have I heard that before?
With AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ashcroft was going to do justice at the Justice Department.
And AM760.net.
John McCain has no plan.
Hi, we're back talking with Jennifer Ayers about the growing problem of caring for parents who live alone.
It's a tough situation. Often the kids are living in another city, or even if they're nearby, they can't be there, so they feel helpless and worried most of the time.
So what's the answer?
An emergency response service like LifePhone really helps.
How does LifePhone work?
Your loved one wears a waterproof pendant, and in an emergency, they just press the button.
Then what happens?
They're immediately connected with a LifePhone emergency care specialist.
You mean a real person answers?
A real trained person who knows their complete medical profile. They'll contact paramedics, fire department, police, a neighbor, and make sure that help arrives quickly.
LifePhone sounds like the perfect solution.
It really is. Call 1-800-900-1211 for a free brochure that shows how LifePhone can protect your loved one 24 hours a day.
Thanks, Jennifer. So, folks, if you're worried about a loved one who's living alone, call now for your free brochure about LifePhone. 1-800-900-1211. That's 1-800-900-1211.
It should come as no surprise to you, but cable, satellite, and internet packages are going up from those other providers. But not if you have the Freedom Bundles from Liberty Bell. Don't fall for those lifetime guarantees on prices from you-know-who when the prices force you to load up on phone features you don't even need. And don't fall for those low introductory rates that rise faster than credit card penalties in a short time. Get real. Get freedom. Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. TV, phone, and internet for just $85. $45.97 or TV and phone for just $50.97. The big guys just can't compete with our low overhead. As you know, my company, Liberty Bell, is a thorn in their side, small but painful. And to add to their pain, there will be no price increases in our Liberty Bell bundles. And we offer real phone lines, not internet phone service and Dish Network. So let's slay the dragon together. 303 Bundles. That's 303 Bundles. Or LibertyBellTelecom.com. Remember, packages start as low as $50.97. Liberty Bell Bundles. 303 Bundles.
This year, 186,000 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. This Father's Day week, team up with Major League Baseball and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep dad in the game. Pledge any amount to the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Call 800-798-CURE.
Flying from Denver to Sacramento, New Orleans, or Fort Lauderdale? Southwest Airlines can get you to Sacramento, New Orleans, or Fort Lauderdale nonstop starting August 4th. Southwest is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com.
You are now free to move about the country.
You wired me awake and hit me with a hand of broken nails. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil.
Johnny, the man in black.
But I'm gonna break my rush.
Well, I went into a Twist and Shout the other day, and they had this great DVD of Johnny Cash, and I bought it, and it was so good. 6:55, 55 minutes after the hour here, we're talking about kids in poverty and mental health, now we got some people here. Now we got some people here, and we got a guest in 10 minutes, and now we got some people here who want to talk about, and there's so many good ones on the phone. Let me go to Jim from Bennett. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jake.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning,
yeah,
to you.
I wanted to tell you a little story. You're talking about mental health of children, and I had a son that was just terrible. I mean, the kid had anger problems, extreme. And we finally figured out what it was all about and got him through anger management classes, which I really could not afford, a single parent all with three kids. But once we got him through the anger management, what a difference. Huge, huge difference with his child. And today he's doing great. Really proud of him.
Man, that's good. It's good to hear success stories like that.
I just wanted to mention that to you because I think you're on a really good topic because I like teaching, and I enjoy the kids. Today I don't teach right now, but I'd like to get back into it somehow. But anyway, I thought I'd let you know about
that. Well, you know, I think it's a great story, and once again, if this kid had been, if your son had been, if you had been in abject poverty and couldn't come up with the money, where do you think your son would have ended up?
Prison.
Yeah, see? There you go. And now, can you put two and two together and make four? Do you understand it? Because I don't understand it. Maybe you could explain it to me. Do you understand these people who refuse to recognize these problems?
No, I don't. I don't understand because the child is your child, and you need to take care of the problems that the child's got.
And what happens if the parents just don't have the money or the resources?
I didn't, but I came up with it. I had to. I mean, at the time I was going through my own thing, probably making $30,000-$35,000 a year. It was tough, but it was something that had to be done.
Yeah.
And I recognized it.
Yeah, I've been down that road too, where I had to rely on the mental health system, and it was pretty shoddy. And still, I mean, I went there because it was all I could afford. Well, I just walked in and said, you know, you're going to have to help me, and if you don't help me, something bad's going to happen.
Well, I went to the state trying to get help with daycare, and they told me I was making $79 too much a month.
Oh, God, I hate that.
You know, and I was very, very irritated with that.
$75 a month?
Too much.
You know, see, this is where the system is totally, completely broken. Jim, thanks, man. Thanks for the story.
All right, buddy.
All right, take care.
Bye.
That's where the system's broken. $79 a month? Too much? So you can't get mental health care? Give me a break. Okay, you tired of high gas prices? We're going to introduce you to a guy who's suing OPEC. And more on childhood poverty in Colorado coming up.
place.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass. Now together to serve you better.
The temperature's rising, and that means thousands of windshields will crack. All it takes is a tiny chip, the kind most drivers ignore. Take my last customer. It was a hot day, and he was washing his car. The cold water hits the hot windshield. The next thing you know, crack. It happens all the time. When that sudden temperature change hits the tiny micro cracks in that chip, bam, you got to replace the whole windshield. Of course, my customer was happy with Elite Safelite's replacement. Thing is, if he had called us sooner, he could have saved time and money. Usually when the chip is smaller than a dollar bill, Elite Safelite can repair it without removing the windshield. We inject our special resin into the chip, and it only takes about a half hour. A repair is a lot cheaper than a replacement. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelite.com.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sittipani.
Just chaos. It was horrible.
Staff worker Thomas White was lucky he survived the tornado that ripped through a Boy Scout camp in western Iowa last evening. But that twister killed four scouts and injured more than 40 other people. White told the CBS News Early Show there was almost no time to take cover.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen. It was just injured scouts and dead people.
Regional Boy Scouts President Lloyd Reutstein says there was nothing anyone could have done to prevent that tragedy.
There's no building that could stand the force of that tornado that hit. No way to prepare for that.
Tiny Chapman, Kansas, is cleaning up after a tornado that took two lives. Back in Iowa, more rain today is sure to make terrible floods even worse. CBS's Dean Reynolds is in waterlogged Cedar Rapids.
We're having thunderstorms, the last thing they need here in eastern Iowa. It was raining all night, and it's expected to rain maybe 5 or 6 more inches today.
A government report released within the past 30 minutes showed surprising strength in May retail sales. They were up a full 1%. Economist Peter Morici says that's a good sign.
There was across-the-board gains in retail sales. Particularly noteworthy was a big jump in building materials, garden supplies, things of that nature. People may not be able to sell their homes, and they're staying put, but they're certainly fixing up the homes they have.
National Guardsmen who helped secure the border with Mexico are heading home, and that's not sitting well with four border state governors. Live to CBS's Steve Caton. Why not, Steve?
Well, because they say Operation Jumpstart, now 2 years old, has worked to help cut border crossings and finish much-needed construction. Master Sergeant Michael Drake knew it was temporary.
We're not involved in law enforcement. Our role here is in support only.
He and 2,000 other guardsmen will leave in a month, even though the Border Patrol is still hiring thousands of new agents. Lawmakers are trying to encourage Washington to extend the mission. Frank?
In Santa Cruz, California, a raging forest fire has forced upwards of 1,500 people out of their homes. In North Carolina, fire officials say air quality from Raleigh to Winston-Salem could be affected by smoke from a wildfire at the Pecosin Lakes National Wildlife Refuge. President Bush received a warm welcome from Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, but the president's out of sight of the president. Hundreds of anti-war protesters marched through the streets of Rome. The president meets with the Pope tomorrow. British intelligence officials were mortified by a stunning security breach. CBS's Larry Miller tells us what happened.
A top-secret intelligence assessment about Al-Qaeda and Iraq was left on a commuter train by a senior British civil servant, picked up by another passenger and given to the BBC, which then handed the file to Scotland Yard. Police are investigating. The civil servant's been suspended.
Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 9.5 points. This is CBS News.
The sizzling summer sampler from the U.S. Virgin Islands is here. Now get your fifth night free. Coupons worth $200 towards activities and attractions, a $50 cash card, and up to $100 resort or room credit. So call your favorite travel agent today. Okay, now let's sing. And bring the lawyers in too.
Offer valid at participating hotels on reservations made before July 31st, 2008. For travel between May 1st and August 15th, 2008. Restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Hey.
Hey, where are you going?
I thought I'd go over to Home Depot.
Oh, what do we need?
Maybe we'll figure it out when we get there.
It's time to remember where Dad goes when he doesn't have to go anywhere. The Home Depot.
buy any select Ryobi Power Tool Combo Kit for Father's Day and get your choice of over 30 Ryobi One Plus tools free. The Home Depot, proud sponsor of Father's Day. Offer valid through June 18th in U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. The National Weather Service in Boulder advising you to buy a weather radio to avoid tragedies like the tornado in Iowa. Program manager Byron Lewis says a tone alarm goes off after a warning is issued, no matter if it's for a severe thunderstorm, blizzard, or tornado.
Sirens come out shortly after we generally issue a warning. I think that's the best reason to have a weather radio, because you get warnings as soon as they're issued from the forecast office.
The radios are available at most electronic stores. And now to the state capitol, where a controversial vote this week has a major portion of state employees unionizing. He may be a long shot, but Ralph Nader will be a presidential candidate on Colorado's ballot in November.
I think the more voices and the more choices American voters have, the better and stronger the democracy.
Jenny Perkzequaz with Nader's Colorado campaign. Remember, Scratch and Sniff is coming to the Colorado Lottery.
Introducing a game called Scented Crossword.
Project manager Todd Greco says the first scented tickets will smell like coffee, with future tickets to be scented like flowers and chocolate. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for some big-time delays as you're coming out of Castle Rock. A couple different crashes along I-25. One of them's near Happy Canyon. The other one's being reported north of that at Surrey Ridge. They're both on the northbound side, really starting to hang things up. Now you're going to see some slowdowns in those usual spots, like southbound I-25 downtown, as well as westbound 76 as you're coming up on 74th and making your way towards I-25. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You've heard about King Super's $4 generic prescription program. Well, now you can get 90-day supplies of the same medications for just $10. That's a big savings on more than 300 generic prescriptions. See your King Super's pharmacy for details.
This year, 186,000 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play nine innings, prostate cancer kills nine men. This Father's Day week, team up with Major League Baseball and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
Let's step up to the plate and fix the problems instead of fear-mongering and arguing and name-calling and attacking and going crazy.
I don't know. Maybe I'm alone on this.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of the thunderstorms, high today 72. Jay Marvin rolling around on your radio during the commuter hour. Hey, how about some good positive news? Want some good positive news? I got something for you. Okay, a lot of folks, maybe you're one of them, but Barack Obama won't be able to take on the right-wing smear machine. Well, according to Time Magazine and the McClatchy newspapers, check this out. Barack Obama now has a site, on a website up that debunks all of the smears that are out there about him. Now, if you're in your car, you're probably not going to get this. So I'm going to see if I can get John Turk to put it up on the website. But if you're not in your car, write this down and you can go look at it. It's my.barackobama.com/page/content/fightssmears/home/. Did everybody get that? Let me run it by you one more time. It's my.barackobama.com/page/content/fightssmears/home. That's FIGHTTHESMEARSHOME.
fights the smears home. So Obama is taking to the internet to fight off all of the smear material that is out there. Barack Obama gets it. And like we were talking about yesterday, the future is in the internet, which is one of the reasons why you can stream us or hear podcasts at am760.net. But this is the future. And it's not going to take any political fat cats. It's not going to take a tremendous amount of money. It's just going to take some participation by you and I, chipping off 25, chipping off 75 bucks at a pop, or $10, going to that smear page and getting the information and using it against those who would try to smear the guy. All right. The Energy Department tells us yesterday that gas prices are going to remain at $4 a gallon for the foreseeable future. In some places, it's over $4. We're going to introduce you to a Miami lawyer who is suing OPEC over the skyrocketing price of oil. Our guest is Larry Klayman, and we want to say hello to him. Larry, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Okay. You're suing OPEC, which is the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. What are you basing your case on?
Well, it's filed by my organization, which is a nonprofit called Freedom Watch. And it's an antitrust case. I'm an old antitrust lawyer in many ways. Not that old, really. But
yeah, watch what you say when you say old.
Right, right. Back when I was prosecuting cases at the Justice Department, I helped break up AT&T for price fixing and monopolization and things like that. And what you have here with this cartel is a group of countries that got together in OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, and they have decided what the price will be. They decide where the product's sold. They limit the production. And that's what you call a per se violation of the antitrust laws. It's illegal. And this has been going on because the American government has allowed it to go on for many, many years. Many of our politicians have relationships with the Saudi Arabian royal family. There are interrelationships with Chevron and Hugo Chavez down there in Venezuela as a member of the group. And the price has gotten so high at a time when people are really hurting. You know, we have a housing crisis, a banking crisis. The economy is in very bad shape. Is that they know they have us on the ropes, and they want something from the United States. In the case of Saudi Arabia, they may want a Palestinian state on the West Bank of Israel or other concessions. Chavez wants us to lay off of his terrorist activities in Latin America where he's spreading communism. So you can bet that this is not accidental, that these prices have been raised as a form of economic terrorism, and the United States is going to have to deal. You got a Republican administration that wants to have John McCain elected, and it's on the ropes, and it's going to have to make some concessions here to get them to raise production. So a lawsuit that will stop this conduct, that will set an example for the government. And if this conduct does not stop, the court would have power even to hold some of the officials in criminal contempt when they came to this country. They could even technically be thrown in jail if they didn't obey. This is the kind of thing that the American citizens need to do. And I'd like people to take a look at the suit. It's at freedomwatchusa.org. Freedomwatchusa.org. We're up against huge, huge wealthy people. We need financial support. People want to help us in other ways. But please contact us because we want this to be part of an American citizens movement. The politicians just haven't done it, and they won't do it.
Now, you're the former chairman of Judicial Watch, and I remember Judicial Watch as being kind of a conservative organization. However, I have to say, and I'm liberal, but I have to say that you guys have done, or that organization has done some fantastic things over the years in the name of transparency and public disclosure. And also your point about Hugo Chavez is well taken, because there is absolute proof that he's meddling in the affairs of Colombia and helping out the guerrilla movement there. And those folks are not even anymore at this day and age are not even any more ideologically driven. They're narco driven. And he does take that oil stick and weave and you know wave it around in the air and threaten us with it. So I think you got a great point there. But I want to ask you this: is it OPEC or is it speculation on the market that's causing this?
Well, it's primarily OPEC, but there is speculation in the market. Sure, we're in a situation right now where money is not going to certain sectors of the economy with the housing crisis and the banking industry on the ropes. People are putting their money into speculation with oil. But these countries do have the power to raise the production, to take the pressure off, to put more on the market. President Bush, when he came into office, bragged about the relationship of his father and himself.
And that we were going to have $30 a barrel oil.
Right. And, you know, I was the one who brought the case to open up the Cheney Energy Task Force.
That's exactly right. I remember that.
Secret meetings went all the way to the Supreme Court. You know, we don't have any energy policy either set by a Democrat Congress or by a Republican White House. These people have been asleep at the switch, and then all of a sudden they wake up, and we're at $4 a gallon gasoline. We're going to go over $5. Even if they were open to spigots today, it wouldn't happen that quickly. And we're in a real crisis. We haven't seen an economy this bad. I think it's even worse than it was during the years of Jimmy Carter. So,
now, I saw a story here a couple of days ago that the Saudis wanted to have a conference, an OPEC conference, about boosting oil production. But that story seems to have sunk. It seems to have gone away.
Well, you know, they can talk all they want. They're very vulnerable to criticism. The Saudis, as you know, and I live in South Florida, 17 of the 19 terrorists on those planes, 9/11, were from Saudi Arabia.
That's right, they were.
Osama bin Laden, born in Saudi Arabia, very high-level nobility in a way in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia talks out of both sides of its mouth. It wants to be our, quote, friend, and wants to do business with the oil because it makes it a lot of money. But at the same time, it finances terrorist groups like Hamas and Hezbollah around the world. It preaches a form, its you know, official religion is Wahhabi Muslim, which is very radical, very extreme, teaches hatred of Christians and Jews. And these people are not our friends, and that's a reality. And they have seen a vulnerability. Their efforts through these terrorist groups to get what they want has not succeeded, and they cleverly came up with this oil weapon, which, you know, they knew was there. We're going into an election season. We're nonpartisan. We don't favor any political candidate at Freedom Watch. We can't. But clearly, this is intended to influence the elections. Clearly, they'd rather have Barack Obama as president. He's more favorable towards them. He'll pull the Americans out of Iraq much more quickly. And there's a lot of different reasons for this.
Well, there's a lot of us, including myself, who feel that we should get out of Iraq.
I do as well.
Yeah. 7:17, 17 minutes after 7. We have attorney Larry Klayman with us here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And he is the founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch and is now with Freedom Watch. And he's suing OPEC, this 13-member organization based in Austria. All right. Let me ask you some mechanics about this real quick. Where's the suit filed?
It was filed in federal court in Miami. It's a good venue, particularly with regard to, you know, Chavez. You know, there's many Venezuelan refugees down here that have fled that country. You know, in terms of jury selection, we're likely to get a very favorable jury. But on the other hand, any federal court in the country has nationwide jurisdiction. And this was, you know, a good venue for us to bring the case.
Okay, so if you win the case, then what is the punishment to OPEC?
Well, we're called an indirect purchaser. That means we bought gasoline. We were not the oil refining companies. that purchase it. So we can get injunctive relief. That means that the court will order the price fixing and market division and limitation of production to stop. It'll be enjoined, stopped. If it is not stopped, if we don't allow market forces to set the price, then the court can take action through contempt orders and things like that. But even more important, what you're doing is setting an example. You're saying that we at Freedom Watch, the supporters of Freedom Watch, and we hope to get more. We hope they'll go to that website, freedomwatchusa.org, and contribute because we need the help. But we are doing it for ourselves. If we can do it, the American people can do it, then you, the government, need to do it. It's time that you put your foot down and take action. The fact that you in Washington, some of you do business with the Saudis or do business with the Venezuelans or your constituents do, you know, the large corporate interests, that's not acceptable. And it's really raising the public consciousness to what's going on here.
All right. And quickly here, it's a bipartisan group, right?
A nonpartisan group.
All right, yeah, that's what I mean, nonpartisan. So, in other words, it doesn't make any difference where you stand on the political spectrum. You can jump in on this and get involved.
Not at all. We have people of all political persuasions.
Okay, give the website again.
FreedomWatchUSA.org. One word, FreedomWatchUSA.org. Please join us. Please help us. We need all the help we can get.
All right, Larry, we're not going to let go of this subject. We'll watch the case, too, and we'd like to talk to you from time to time to see how it's going.
I'd love to. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry, for being on the program. There's Larry Klayman, who is suing OPEC, and you can get involved with them at freedomwatch.org. And let's hope he has some success here because, boy, and you know what I wanted to ask him about antitrust? What I wanted to ask him about antitrust was I wanted to say, well, wait a minute, what about media consolidation? But I didn't go there. 720, 20 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John tells you where you're going with traffic.
Well, you're not going anywhere if you're trying to get out of Castle Rock this morning. You want to avoid northbound I-25 all the way from Castle Rock to the tech center. Have two crashes. First one at Happy Canyon. This is in the backups of our initial accident up near Surrey Ridge. Traffic at a practical standstill coming out of Castle Rock this morning. US 85 going to be a good alternate for you to get to C-470. In Lafayette to the north, we got a crash Highway 287 at Arapahoe. And eastbound I-270, a real struggle this morning. Checking stop and go, single-digit speeds before I-25 all the way down to York Street. And a few surface street crashes to relay Tower and Pena. Peoria at I-70 and Iliff and Havana. Today's forecast mostly sunny.
Enjoy dinner and Colorado's beautiful sunsets out on your patio again. How's your furniture holding up? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. If you need a full set or just some pieces, get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. They've got 2 acres of the best of patio furniture. Homecrest, Meadowcraft, Brown Jordan, and Tommy Bahama. Go to Freehoff's. They also have unique gifts that you just won't find anyplace else. Same day delivery on everything in the store. Spelled Fruhoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Excuse me, waitress. Which of the Merlots would you recommend?
Well, I...
My word! Would you please get them to turn down that ridiculous racket?
Sorry, but that's impossible. That's my theme song. It's been following me everywhere lately.
Theme song? Well, I've never heard of such a thing. Who on earth carries things on?
Wherever you are in life, get ahead. CSU Global Campus offers online bachelor's and master's degree programs that make career advancement possible for anyone. However you put food on the table, CSU Global Campus can serve you something better. Classes start soon, so enroll now. For more information, dial 1-877-345-GLOBAL or visit csuglobal.org.
This song gets better with time.
Oh, check, please.
Access to voicemail are included. It's a great deal on home phone service and is only available through June 15th. Comcast Digital Voice for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Hurry, call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer in 615-08. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After 6 month promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation taxes and telephone fees extra. Call for details.
Everyone knows new windows will save you energy, but all the claims and offers are so confusing.
relax. With K&H, your decision is easy and risk-free. Replace all your windows with K&H and save 25% on your energy use guaranteed, or they'll pay the difference. Plus, right now, buy three windows from K&H and get three windows absolutely free. Call K&H today for details, 421-7100, 421-7100, or online at khwindows.com. Call and start saving today, 421-7100.
Special news bulletin, select RV and boat inventory below invoice and below NADA book, only at Nolan's RV and Marine. Huge RV and boat clearance sale going on now at Nolan's RV and Marine. Nation's number one selling brands, dated models must sell immediately. Hurry to Nolan's RV and Marine, Federal Boulevard, Denver.
This year, 186,000 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. This Father's Day week, team up with Major League Baseball and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep dad in the game. Pledge any amount to the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Call 800-798-CURE.
I'm a history major, so I take personal offense that Pat Buchanan misread history so badly.
Coming to America.
That was my point.
The fact is, there's McDonald's and KFCs in China. There are.
But they don't represent our culture. They represent our commerce, and our commerce and our culture are different things.
And I'm not defending Pat Buchanan in this context.
Tom Hartman, weeknights at 7.
Yeah, I think it is important to point out, if you want to characterize McDonald's as our culture, it's the worst part of our culture.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Archives, release number one. This is 2002 in Carbondale, Illinois. Oh, I'm sorry, 2000. 7:25, 25 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 72. And we got Lieutenant Governor Barbara O'Brien coming up to talk about this disturbing report about children in poverty, which we're kind of focusing on all morning. But we did have Larry Klayman on. And here's my man Preston from Denver to talk about this. Boy, I haven't heard from you lately. Where you been?
Oh, just hanging out, doing some reading and watching some good DVDs. Actually, I have one DVD called Plan Columbia, which is about the drug war and how it's kind of used as a pretext to repress peasant groups and labor groups.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. They're running martial law and paramilitary death squads down there.
Yeah. So I think, you know, some of the policies our own government's involved with terrorizes populations in South America. And I think what's happening in Venezuela, some of the initiatives of Chavez and, more importantly, the movement behind him, I think are actually quite positive. And to label them as a part of a dictatorship or terror, I think, is problematic.
I you know what? See, you and I, as much as I love you, you and I got to disagree on that. I mean, I don't think that trying to enact a policy, which, by the way, the public wouldn't swallow and he couldn't get done, but this idea that people should inform on other people smacks of the Stasi. And electing him, like, president for life, that's not democratic. Now, does that mean that the United States has always had a positive policy towards Venezuela and Latin America? No. This gets back into the category of you reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't give Hugo Chavez a blank check to do whatever the heck he wants to do and then try to label it something that it's not. I mean, come on, Preston, you know that.
Well, actually, I think that vote that was going to take place is being mislabeled. It would have given him a third term. They had a vote on it. He lost it, and he accepted that vote.
No, he wanted more than a third term because I read other media other than the U.S. news media, and he wanted more than just a third term. And
yep.
and the part about spying on your fellow citizens, too, that smacks of Stasiism.
Well, you know, there are a lot of different issues. Where are you getting that information, actually?
Oh, the thing about the Stasi situation?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I got that from the BBC.
See, I'd read that and he'd listen to that with some skepticism because I hear people who live there, American analysts, when they hear BBC and they talk about how it's being translated in our corporate media, it's a very different picture. He's doing a lot of things that upsets corporate America. In 2002, there was an attempted coup with our support, and the people of that country rose up and put him back into power.
I don't think anybody's disputing what you're saying there, but I think that you can't use the conditions there, and you can't use American foreign policy. You can't use those things as a crutch to empower yourself and to put yourself in a situation where you take on a dictatorial position and that you turn around and try to enact programs where people, you know, where you get the populace to spy on other people in the populace, and that you try to get yourself elected, you know, dictator for life.
You know,
dictators
don't have votes. You know, I mean, their votes that elected him president have more validation than
true.
Our own.
That's not true. They certainly do have votes. It's just the votes are rigged. But they've got them.
Well, some people feel that about us as well.
Well, yeah, but we're not as blatant.
But Jimmy Carter went to Venezuela.
We're not
and
as
monitored
blatant.
Their votes in Venezuela, and his group, the Carter Center, said they're valid.
Well,
Preston,
hold on a second. I'm not doubting that. What I'm saying to you is, trying to put something on the ballot, okay, that empowers you for life, or trying to enact laws that get citizens to spy on other citizens, is not right no matter what the situation is. It's an extreme reaction to a bad situation.
I think how you're framing what's going on there is not right. You're leaving out what they're doing for themselves, like opening up clinics.
But it doesn't. But that has nothing to do with the elementary argument about liberty and the elementary argument about democracy. And the Venezuelans can do whatever they want to do, and that's fine. And I don't think we should have a horse in that race. Because I wouldn't want them telling us what to do. But on the other hand, I don't...
have troops on their border
right now. Well, I know, and I'm not saying it's right.
Here we are to find their dictators.
I'm not saying it's right. But what I am saying is I'm not going to sit here and make Hugo Chavez and his policies out to be something that they're not. Okay, I love you. You haven't called enough. You need to call more. So,
with you on this sometime.
Preston, you're welcome here to get back with me on anything anytime.
Okay, great.
All right?
Thanks, Jay.
All right, I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, he's a good man. 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic with John Turk.
Still working that rollover crash northbound I-25 at Surrey Ridge. We also have an accident in the backups around Happy Canyon. As you can imagine, northbound I-25 is crawling, coming out of Castle Rock. US 85, probably your best bet to get out of there. More accidents off the highways around Denver. A few of them anyway. Iliff in Havana, 45th in Peoria, and Tower Road and Pena Boulevard. Also got a wreck on the diagonal as you're boulder bound at J Road. Today's forecast, mostly sunny, maybe a little breezy this afternoon. High should be in the lower to mid-70s. Currently 57 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Do you believe in discounts? Switch to State Farm and you will. If you have a great driving record, you could start...
Sustainable living, going green, whatever you want to call it, it's something we're all concerned about. Are you a business owner or manager who runs your business on sustainable practices? If so, we want you to be a part of our Sustainable Living Online Expo, or what we call SLO. We'll have audio presentations from experts in sustainable living, forums for visitors to interact and discuss how they're making a difference, and we'll have businesses like you. If you're interested in AM 760's SLO, then give us a call at 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? It's my car now.com. It's my car now.com.
The Rockies. I could be standing at the plate. Somebody could throw the ball at me. I'd sit there like a jerk. Hey, let me tell you about people who don't sit there. Let me tell you about people who are motivated. Let me tell you about people who can save you money. Let me tell you about people who understand what's going on in America today. That's Rocky's Autos. And more, there's an article today in the Denver Post, I believe, more and more people are dumping their fuel-guzzling vehicles for those cars with better fuel efficiency. And Rocky's is part of that because they have the largest selection of previously owned vehicles, and a good chunk, a good slice of those are gas-efficient vehicles. And you've heard me name off all the brands. I mean, Saab and Toyota and Nissan, Datsun, Mazda. I mean, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda. I don't know why Datsun popped into my mind. Well, you know, I'm on a losing streak now, rolling the dice. But they've got it all, and they've got great people to work with, too. Spanky Herrera and Uncle Fester and Freddie Labrato and Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays. So get out there, and Jules, get out there and see all the folks at Rockies. And you know what? They'll really take care of you. They've got their matching down incentive, which helps you out in these tough economic times. They want to see your trade-in, which can also benefit you. A lot of dealerships will say, show me your trade-in. Bah, they really don't mean it. They're just saying it. But Rockies can take care of that and a lot more. Rockies Autos open till 9 tonight. And you can check them out at 63rd and Federal.
Indoor and outdoor allergies? Stick it to them. Switch to Allivert, the quick-dissolving allergy medicine that bursts into action the instant you stick it on your tongue. So you know non-drowsy allergy relief is on the way. Claritin can't beat the strength of Allivert, and Claritin costs a lot more. So switch to Allivert, experience the relief, and start saving more this instant. Visit Allivert.com for your $4 coupon.
Use as directed. Price comparison based on IRI data as of 3/23/08 on average price of daily dosage. Brands or trademarks of their respective owners.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Hey.
Hey, where are you going?
I thought I'd go over to Home Depot.
Oh, what do we need?
We'll figure it out when we get there.
It's time to remember where Dad goes when he doesn't have to go anywhere. The Home Depot, where you'll find his perfect Father's Day gift, like a Brinkman 4-burner gas grill for just $199, or give him a Home Depot gift card. The Home Depot, proud sponsor of Father's Day. U.S. only. See store for details.
Thirty-six minutes after the hour. Good morning, Jay Marvin, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Saw a chance of thunderstorms. High today, 72. We've been talking about childhood poverty in Colorado and the disgustingly high numbers and the fact that we made the New York Times because we lead the country. We've got anywhere from 180,000 to who knows how many kids that are living in poverty. Here's somebody who's devoted a lot of their life to children, Lieutenant Governor Barbara O'Brien. And Lieutenant Governor, thanks for coming on the show to talk about this.
Morning.
You had to find this as disturbing, as I found it, as a lot of our listeners found it, that we have this many kids who are living in abject poverty in this country. I mean, in this state.
You know, it's really shocking because so many of us experience a great state, and yet there is this undercore of people who are having trouble in this new economy and adjusting, and it really takes a toll on the kids.
Now, I know the governor has taken some steps to try to fix this, but you've worked on these issues with kids for a long, long time. What do you think we need to do? I mean, how do we start to turn this around?
Well, part of it, I think, is just making sure that we realize that you have to work together as a large community to create opportunities. You know, we're not talking about just giving a handout to people. We're talking about creating the environment that lets people make the most of their interests and talents. And sometimes that starts with 3- and 4-year-olds and a, you know, good education. So it's really trying to make sure that we as a state are getting the education and the health care available that lets people take the jobs ultimately that are going to be part of this new information-based economy and highly skilled workers. But just letting people flounder isn't going to get us in that direction.
In other words, we just can't walk away. And you know that there are people out there who say, well, I'm tired of paying for this. I'm tired of paying for people's mistakes. I'm tired of paying for all of this. And, if they can't get along, it's not my fault. But I maintain that the quality of life of the state depends on doing something about this, because you can't leave children. First of all, it's morally wrong to leave them in this position. Second of all, they grow up to be troubled teenagers and troubled adults, which reflects back on us as far as crime and drugs and other problems. I mean, am I far off on this?
No, you're exactly right. And I think people who feel like they don't want to pay for someone else's mistakes really ought to support doing something out of their own self-interest. You know, if they don't find a way to keep teens in school and focused on a good future, they're going to have gangs, they're going to have unsafe neighborhoods, they're going to have more prisons. And, you know, all of us need each other. At some point, we'll all be frail. And who's going to be our nurse? Or who's going to be our home care provider? You know, it's a lot of these kids that just need a chance to get some training so they can get a decent job. So I think in their own self-interest, they ought to support making sure we have a good, solid foundation of education and health care for these kids.
7:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Lieutenant Governor Barbara O'Brien, who's worked on and been an advocate for young children and teens for a long, long time. We mouth a lot about living the American dream and about hopes and aspirations and the fact that anybody can do it. And I really believe in all of those things. You know, I believe you can go as far as you want, provided that you're given a good launching pad. And lack of education and poverty is not a good launching pad. And I think what we need to do is, instead of just talking about it, we need, well, you know, the old saying, the old cliche about talk that talk, but how about walking that walk? And I think we need to walk the walk a little bit here and reach out and do something about this situation. For instance, how well is a child going to do in school if the child has nothing to eat?
Oh, it's nothing to eat, and the two most frequent reasons for kids missing school are asthma and tooth pain from dental decay. I mean, completely treatable things. And why wouldn't we want those preventable conditions to be addressed so they can stay in school and not fall behind and not ultimately drop out? I mean, I'm right with you that whatever we think sometimes about adults, that kids deserve a chance to be everything they can be. And in this modern world, if they're not educated, they do not have a chance at a full adult life.
Also, this morning we were talking about between 6 and 7, we were talking about health care for kids, and we were talking about mental health care, and that children that don't get the proper mental health care, and there are many adults in this society, a lot of adults who don't get the proper mental health care because we don't have the, you know, we don't have, a lot of people out there don't have any understanding of it, and we don't put enough emphasis on it, but they don't have that either, and we need to address that problem, don't you think?
Yeah, and families that are experiencing extreme poverty, they're very often chaotic. There's domestic violence. Those children are much more likely to be abused. There is very serious strain on the mental health of the kids. And we know a lot about kids who experience violence in the home, especially the boys, are likely to grow up to be abusers themselves. So making sure they have the help that they need to deal with these stresses is going to pay off in a more peaceful community down the road. And I really want to make the point, I know I've been listening to some of your listeners, you know, this increase in poverty has been across every single group in Colorado, and it's been all across the state. You know, there are economic forces at work larger than any individual family or our state. And figuring out how we respond, I think, is our responsibility. And I really want to say to people who feel fatalistic, well, you know, what can we do about it? Well, Wyoming and New Mexico saw a decrease in their child poverty rates over the same time period. And they have invested, you know, they spend more per person in Wyoming and New Mexico than our government does in Colorado. You know, you can do things with public commitment to education or health care or mental health or roads or whatever it is that can lift everyone.
Do you know offhand this is kind of an unfair question because I don't know offhand, and maybe you do know offhand. Do you know how offhand how much we do spend?
I know our national comparison. So Colorado is below the national average, and we are $1,000 less per person in public spending than the national average. And Wyoming spends $3,500 more per person than Colorado, and New Mexico $2,600. Now, just imagine per person that going into community colleges and roads and clinics. I mean, that makes a difference in quality of life for everyone.
7:44, 44 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Lieutenant Governor Barbara O'Brien with us. We're talking about childhood poverty. Has Tabor got anything to do with us spending $1,000 less? Does that have any? Does that tie in any way, shape, or form?
Tabor has shrunk the public sector by about 11%, and that's at a time when our population has grown and the competitiveness of the whole world has changed, and we need to keep up. So yes, Tabor plays a very big role in this.
Oh boy! And then you start to get into this whole thing about Tabor. You know this thing about Tabor and. This is what gets me. I'm with you. I think we can do anything we want to do. But the thing that gets me about Tabor is it's like this unmovable wall that has no calculations for changing economic conditions. That's what it seems like to me.
Right. No, and changing technology. I mean, who knew that we were going to need to have Internet access in all of our schools? Or who knew that the low-skilled jobs in Colorado would virtually disappear and that we're going to have to find a way to have job training available for virtually all of the population if they want to be able to compete for jobs against workers from other countries. I mean, the world changes, and Colorado has lost a lot of its flexibility to adapt.
Do you think there's any way to ever get that changed? Tabor?
I think it's going to be tough, but I think as we go through these times when people see how hard it is to then mount a statewide, you know, address to something serious like this huge increase in childhood poverty, I think people will start to understand that there are ways we need to work together as a community. It's just not all me and mine.
All right, last question here for you. If you were to stand before the legislature tomorrow and address this problem and say something to them, bipartisan, I don't care what side of the aisle they're on, and say something to them about what you think ought to be done first, what would you say?
I would say that we needed to really put money into our community college system and have job and skills training available for more parents. That we ought to help single moms with their child care costs and make preschool and kindergarten more available. That will really relieve a lot of the child care costs for low-income working women. And then I'd get more counselors into the schools to help kids get ready for post-secondary training or education of some type. And then I'd reinstate things like the earned income tax credit, which almost every other state has, but we had to suspend during referendum C. That helps blue-collar and working poor people save a little bit more of their salaries for supporting their families. I think the Ritter administration can come up with a really positive agenda that would make a big difference.
Yeah, I do too, because I think you and the governor both are can-do people, and we're fortunate to have you, and we're fortunate to have you on the show this morning. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor Barbara O'Brien. Say hello to your husband, who is... You know, next time he comes in contact with me, he's ask me when I can get a sleep study.
He's listening right now, so we can say hi to him.
Okay, well, you know, hey, Doc, lay off. I don't want to hear about it. Thank you for coming on the show. Really appreciate
it. Okay, thank you.
All right. There's Lieutenant Governor Barbara O'Brien talking about the childhood poverty situation, and we're going to have more on this coming up at 8:05. State Representative Morgan Carroll from House District 36, she's pretty plugged into everything that's going on. She's running for the Senate, and I wholeheartedly endorse that for sure. But anytime we have any questions about anything, she's like the Lieutenant Governor. I mean, you just go to her, and she'll talk to us. And then at 8:35, We're going to have the executive director of the Colorado Health Partnerships, Arnold Salazar, who is quoted in both of the articles the other day about the study that Colorado leads the nation in poverty increase. And maybe some of you out there are thinking, well, this is kind of a boring thing, and it's not very, you know, and it's like, well, how come you don't do this or do that or whatever the case may be? Because I run into a lot of skepticism sometimes about the things we put on this show. But it seems to me that this is the central most important thing going on in this state. I mean, you got kids that are living in abject poverty. They're living below the poverty line. I don't know about you, but this is a wonderful state, full of wonderful people, and it's a can-do environment here in Colorado, and I think we can do better, and I think we should do better. 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Speaking of doing better, John, is traffic doing better?
No, Jay, it's really not. From Founders Parkway to Surrey Ridge, northbound I-25 is still crawling due to two separate crashes, one at Happy Canyon, another at Surrey Ridge. Other problem area this morning, eastbound 270 from before I-25 all the way down to York Street, checking single-digit speeds there. Also in Commerce City, heavy traffic on westbound I-76 at around 74th Avenue. Boulder-bound folks on the diagonal hitting small delays at J Road. That's due to a crash. And back around Denver, checking accidents at 69th and Brighton Boulevard, Tower and Pena, and 45th and Peoria. Today's forecast, mostly sunny and a high of 74. Right now, 58 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What a long commute. It'd be great if you could snap your fingers and be at work. But what if you could snap your fingers and be at a job you really loved? You can. It's more typing than snapping, but you get the idea. Visit Monster today and find your perfect job. Monster, your calling is calling.
I will be the Democratic nominee for the president of the United States.
Where do we go from here?
I have a few years on my opponent.
The two giants are meeting.
Yes, so let the beginning.
It takes a beginning to make change. And in the end, it's your voice that'll make it happen. Campaign 2008.
Let us begin the work together.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Congratulations to Beth and Jason from Minneapolis. They met on PerfectMatch.com and just got married.
I heard about PerfectMatch.com on a TV show and was curious, so I completed a free compatibility profile.
The minute I read it, I knew she was the one.
I was skeptical about finding love online. Anyway, I finally agreed to meet him for lunch.
And now she's stuck with me.
Beth and Jason found love on PerfectMatch.com, and you can too, for free. We're different than other dating sites because only we offer the Duet Total Compatibility System. This proven approach takes into account the whole you, your personality, values, lifestyle, and more to create highly compatible matches. Find out who's right for you. Complete a free compatibility profile now at PerfectMatch.com.
Our whole lives we lived in the same city.
And we never would have met, well, if it weren't for PerfectMatch.com.
And her love for reality TV.
Yeah, that's that.
Discover the perfect match difference. Complete your free compatibility profile and find out how to get 2 months free. Go to PerfectMatch.com. PerfectMatch.com.
Not sure what to get Dad for Father's Day? AutoZone makes it easy. Buy an AutoZone gift card and let Dad choose any part, tool, or accessory he wants for his special day. Make this Father's Day one to remember. Get to AutoZone today.
7:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance. And, of course, it's time to talk to our man, Michael Speer. And, Michael, good morning.
Hey, how are you, Jay?
Okay, I tried to call you yesterday, but you weren't in, so I figured you were out tending your oil wells.
I never work. Are you kidding? It's not a big scam. It's just a big ruse. I'm the great and powerful Oz. You pull back the curtain, and I'm really just this little weasel. It never goes to work. It doesn't do anything. No, I'll tell you, I did leave yesterday early. Craig Silverman's mother passed away, as you probably know.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that.
Craig over at K-Hall, and so I went to some services for his mom. And so I did leave work early yesterday. Guilty as charged, my friend.
All right.
And I got your message this morning, and I knew I'd talk to you, so we'll talk a little later. How's that?
Yeah, great. Okay, how did the markets look this morning?
Well, the markets are recovering. Yesterday we were down in the Dow about 200 points. Today we're up about 150. Right now we're up 148. The NASDAQ Composite's up 35.5. The S&P's up 14.5. Russell's up 11.3. Russell being small cap, and we got some economic numbers that obviously show a little of encouragement to the market. We saw May retail sales rising. So the consumer still seems to be in the game. And that's really helping out the markets today, Jay. And oil down $3.50 a barrel at $132.89. So, you know, all those things coming together helping the market. You know what really typically, Jay, gets in the way of people making money through their investments is their own emotions. You know, everybody gets really, really excited at the top and you know, wants to buy things that are moving. And finally, the market goes up, it goes up, it goes up, and finally they say, I can't take anymore, I got to get in. Then they get in at the top, and the market goes down, it goes down, it goes down, and then they say, I can't take it anymore, I got to get out, just as it begins to reverse back up. And everybody that I speak to has concerns about the economy and what's going on in the U.S. right now, Jay, and a lot of those are founded concerns. However, you have to use your intelligence and read charts to know how to make money in the market, and that's really what we try to do is take the emotion out of it and make it a little bit more of a science. So, and a lot of what we do, quite frankly, as you know, Jay, a lot of it is in the market, but a lot of it is away from the market. If somebody comes to see us and says, I just don't like the volatility of the market, we have a whole list of investment opportunities for people where they don't have to participate in the market. So if they'd like to come in and chat with us, we'd be delighted to do that. It's a very non-threatening environment, as you know, Jay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so stop in, have a cup of coffee. Let us know you're coming. Number's 303-749-2770. And whoever you ask for in here, you'll get to. We'll chat with them and they'll visit. 303-749-2770. And I'll give you a call later today. How's that, Jay?
Great, because you and I are going to be visiting because you're going to be handling mine. So
I've got a book for you.
Yeah, if I believe in you, then I think other people should too. Michael, talk to you tomorrow.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll see you. It's 7:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And stick around. We got more coming up.
Great gifts, incredible prices. The Joseph A. Bank Father's Day Sale. All executive pinpoint dress shirts, $39. A huge selection of khakis and sport shirts, $39. Even golf shirts and traveler shorts, $29. How about all luggage, any size? Regularly $350 to $550, now $129. Consider a huge selection of executive suits and Stays Cool Seersucker suits, just $199. Even select dress pants, $69. And sport coats, regularly $395, now $99. Joseph A. Bank, the only place for Father's Day, now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ladies and gents, turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana.
Okay, now if I don't keep close watch on Turk, he starts going off on these really weird tangents. What is this that we're listening to? This is Carlos Santana.
Don't you remind me of a West Side Story. Growing up in Spanish Harlem.
Okay, label me lame.
She living the life just like
yeah, I can't, because I've never heard this before. So.
Yeah, I know Santana playing guitar on this thing. I don't know who the artist is, who the other artist is.
Yeah, because I really like Carlos Santana. Well, see, that just goes to show you. I'm one talk show host that will admit I am not the world's smartest. Because I didn't know what that was. But then again, we all have our individual taste in music. I just ordered this CD, which I found in that magazine, Paste, which was produced by Ry Cooter. It's this woman who Latino, she's Latino or Mexican, and it looked fascinating. I can't think of her name, but you know, we all have different tastes in music. Coming up, we're going to talk to State Representative Morgan Carroll about childhood poverty in Colorado. Stick around.
Turn to the left.
Bush relied on propaganda to sell the war. Where have I heard that before?
With AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
Ashcroft was going to do justice at the Justice Department.
And AM760.net.
John McCain has no plan.
It should come as no surprise to you, but cable, satellite, and internet packages are going up from those other providers. But not if you have the Freedom Bundles from Liberty Bell. Don't fall for those lifetime guarantees on prices from you-know-who. When the prices force you to load up on phone features you don't even need. And don't fall for those low introductory rates that rise faster than credit card penalties in a short time. Get real. Get Freedom. Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. TV, phone, and internet for just $85.97 or TV and phone for just $59.97. The big guys just can't compete with our low overhead. As you know, my company, Liberty Bell, is a thorn in their side, small but painful. And to add to their pain, there will be no price increases in our Liberty Bell bundles. And we offer real phone lines, not internet phone service and Dish Network. So let's slay the dragon together. 303 Bundles. That's 303 Bundles. Or LibertyBellTelecom.com. Remember, packages start as low as $50.97. Liberty Bell Bundles. 303 Bundles.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
Today is a tragic day for scouting.
Boy Scouts Regional President Lloyd Reutstein is beside himself. A tornado that blasted a scout campground in western Iowa last night killed four boys and injured four dozen more.
Three of these young men are from Omaha, Nebraska.
Iowa Public Safety Commissioner Eugene Meyer says two of the dead boys were 13, two were 14 years old.
And Ben Petrozelka, age 14.
A storm chaser captured the tornado's fury.
Ears are popping.
My ears are popping.
Our ears are popping. The tornado is right over us right now.
Holy
A tornado that touched down on the campus of Kansas State University took two lives in Chapman, Kansas. State Emergency Services official Sharon Watson says the damage there is widespread.
It did toss cars around very freely into yards and into parking lots.
Back in Iowa, another soaking rain today is sure to claim more homes. Joe Zamastil's house is safe from flooding. It's high on a hill in Cedar Rapids, but Zamastil feels for his neighbors.
Well, I live here, and I've never seen it this bad. I've lived here since 75.
To politics, where the Obama campaign is setting up a website to put down what it calls smear stories. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, what's this about?
It's about some of the things that have been said about the Illinois Democrat.
The guy would not say the Pledge of Allegiance.
But here was Obama in the U.S. Senate.
Please join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
There have been others alleging he's a Muslim and won't wear a flag lapel pin. FightTheSmears.com tries to debunk these. The site today says it's a lie that Michelle Obama used the word whitey in a speech. Frank?
Americans appear to be spending their economic stimulus rebate checks. The government says May retail sales posted a surprisingly strong 1% gain. Higher gasoline prices account for some of that increase, but University of Maryland economist Peter Morici says the gains were real.
In this last month, what is particularly encouraging is the across-the-board gains. Automobile sales were up a bit. That's good news. Health and personal care stores were up. It wasn't just gasoline.
In early trading on Wall Street, the averages are on the rebound from yesterday's sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is ahead 144 points. The dollar is gaining ground, and oil is down a little bit more than $2. Well, if you're thinking about getting a fuel-efficient golf cart to tool around town on the cheap, consider this. 50,000 people were hurt in golf cart accidents in a four-year period. Gerald McGuinn at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, says young males and people over the age of 80 had the highest golf cart injury rates.
The seriousness with which the golf cart needs to be operated often I don't think is appreciated. But as our study suggests, the injuries are fairly common and can be very serious.
Half the injuries took place on streets, not on the golf course. This is CBS News.
Summer's here. It's family vacation time. So before you hit the road, make sure your car is ready at the Sears Summer Travel Sale. Right now at the Sears Auto Center, buy three Goodyear Weather Handler LS, Eagle GTHR, or Wrangler SRA tires and get the fourth free. Plus, all other Goodyear tires are on sale. Get your car serviced 7 days a week, including nights, and shop while you wait. So come into the Sears Auto Center now and get ready to live like it's summer. Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 613-08 to 628-08.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Hey.
Hey, where are you going?
I thought I'd go over to Home Depot.
Oh, what do we need?
Maybe we'll figure it out when we get there.
It's time to remember where Dad goes when he doesn't have to go anywhere. The Home Depot, where you'll find his perfect Father's Day gift, like a Brinkman 4-burner gas grill for just $199, or give him a Home Depot gift card. The Home Depot, proud sponsor of Father's Day. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. Local scout leaders empathizing with those in Iowa this morning. 760 Progressive Talk Radio's Daryl Luby has been a scout leader for more than 13 years. He joined us earlier to say his first priority is to protect his boys.
You think about that every time you go out on an outing like that. You are the ultimate person who is responsible for their safety. And yes, that weighs very heavy on you.
Scout leaders in Iowa did have warning radios, but say several of the boys were out hiking when this storm hit. The Feds sending a fire management team to Fort Carson's Pinyon Canyon Maneuver Site today to try and help contain a wildfire that's grown to 20,000 acres. Connie Haz can see the flames from her ranch between Trinidad and La Junta.
The smoke was dark and black and all over the place, and about 8 o'clock last night, 9 o'clock, we were outside watching just the red glow on the horizon over there.
Investigators think lightning started the fire. It's a new strategy for this summer's fire season. Let them burn. At least that's true in bark beetle-infested areas. Rather than sending out hundreds of firefighters to try to contain blazes on forest land, agencies say they'll consider giving up some acreage to keep crews safe. There are 1.5 million acres of bark beetle-infested national forest land in Colorado. Governor Ritter putting highway funding back on the front burner. He says Colorado cannot let roads and highways decay. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Northbound I-25 remains miserable as you're coming out of Castle Rock. There's also some slowdowns for eastbound 270 before Vasquez, as well as on 225 as you're making the Parker curve. Now we're getting rid of a new crash. It's northbound I-25 right around Alameda. This one involves three vehicles. Going to slow things down as you are trying to head north under the bridges. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Pedal past the gas pump on Bike to Work Day, Wednesday, June 25th. To register for this free event, call 303-458-7665 or visit drcog.org. That's 303-458-7665 or at drcog.org.
This year, 186,000 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play nine innings, prostate cancer kills nine men. This Father's Day week, team up with Major League Baseball and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
You know how badly I want to scream?
Can I just do that to make myself feel better?
And once I hang up.
Just hold the phone away from your ear. The president is a damn liar!
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get the host of the program Valium or something. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of showers. High today is 72. Good morning, Jay Marvin, along with you. We've been talking this morning about this study that Colorado leads the nation in child poverty. And the child poverty has increased. As a matter of fact, as I said yesterday, and I've been saying it all morning, we made the wires nationally, including the New York Times and the Washington Post, and it's nothing to be proud of. And I'm not saying that it's your fault, and I'm not saying that you're to blame, because I got an email from somebody who said, well, you're saying that we're to blame. No, I'm not saying that, but what I am saying is we collectively can get together and change this. Let me introduce you to no stranger to this program, State Representative Morgan Carroll from House District 36. She is running for State Senate in interest of disclosure. I not only wholeheartedly endorse her, but I've given money to her campaign. Representative Carroll was recently elected to a leadership post by the House Dems as Majority Caucus Chair. She was elected by the voters of House District 36 in 2004 and won with significant bipartisan support. And Representative Carroll, good morning and welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. We got a pretty heavy topic we need to take on.
Yeah. What was your reaction when you saw this, both in the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News, that we have 180,000 kids that are either in poverty or are living below the poverty line?
Well, I mean, I think like a lot of people, my first reaction is I felt like I was going to throw up. But honestly, I can't say we really shouldn't be that surprised. This was new in the sense that it's kind of gone back and recollected data. But we've seen a lot of red flags along the way. And this, I mean, it's a very, very good study. So if your listeners are interested in reading the full thing, it's over 100 pages. But it's at the Colorado Children's Campaign website. And the study is something like Kids 2008. So, you know, while it's kind of sickening, it really shouldn't be surprising. And I'll tell you, there's a couple reasons why I think we should have seen this coming. We have been underfunding kids compared to other states since the passage of Tabor. And we've been incarcerating parents at a higher rate. And we often don't think about the impact of that on kids. And, you know, there's some things that are just national trends where we're outsourcing jobs. We've been seeing layoffs. But where you have poor kids, you have poor parents.
Tabor. I was talking to the lieutenant governor about this. This thing seems to me to be some insurmountable wall that we can't get over. Why can't we knock that wall down?
That is a really good question. When we passed Tabor in 1992, we didn't have a single subject requirement, and so Tabor itself was a multi-subject. Then the forces that really saw the devastation headed towards Colorado from Tabor said, well, why don't we just put a repeal of it on the ballot? Well, in 1994, we had passed the single subject, which is otherwise actually a very good law, but we didn't grandfather clause anything. So the repeal of Tabor, oddly, would violate the single subject law, according to our Colorado Supreme Court. So the reason why it keeps seeming like an insurmountable challenge is no matter how much data we collect, no matter how much we see that, you know, this isn't cutting taxes. It's you know, going after our kids. It's going after our schools. It's going after our infrastructure. I think realizing the damage, that case, I think, has already been made. But what are we going to do, 32 different ballot measures to repeal it and, you know, each of its different components? And pieces of Tabor I think the public still support. For example, the right to vote on tax increases isn't the part of Tabor that's hurting the state. So it's because it's in our Constitution, so it triggers a supermajority in the legislature, and the straight repeal due to a fairly odd anomaly on timing with single subject means that we can't get rid of it in one measure.
What about the chances of the legislature either chunking it or modifying it?
We would need two-thirds vote, which is a very tough thing to do. it's hard to get a majority of anything passed there. We're subject to the same single subject requirements that the voters are now, too. So the question is can we identify, you know, maybe one or two of the most damaging pieces of Tabor? I can offer one suggestion. The formula for Tabor is population growth and 1%, and what that formula fails to take into account is caseload growth. So, for example, a couple years ago, when we see a Medicaid caseload increase, which, again, disproportionately affects poor kids, we can't grow the 19% to meet the caseload. Or when our prison population grows at a cancerous rate, we can't grow to meet actual caseloads in Colorado. So what that effectively has forced was cuts every year because the formula doesn't allow you to just true up to actual caseload growth. So, for example, that's the kind of thing we could do in the legislature. So that could be one subject, and then trying to get two-thirds on a supermajority. I mean, we're serving with the author of Tabor now, and I think a few Republicans are realizing, you know, it's not a good government measure. It's really a way to destabilize a lot of society. But two-thirds would be a really, really, really tall order under the dome.
8:13, 13 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, a progressive talk, and we've got State Representative Morgan Carroll on the line from House District 36. All right, so we can't do anything about Tabor at this particular time, and we've got all these measures on the ballot, and you're right, and most people have trouble keeping track of what's there and what's not, and I maintain some of these slip through because people misunderstand them. So what would be the first step you'd take? What would be the immediate first step to try to turn this around?
Well, we will have something on the ballot in November that Speaker Romanoff has been working on that does fit single subject, and it deals with creating sort of an education savings, a rainy day fund, if you will, that really goes through the single subject of education, but it also at the same time relieves a piece of Tabor. And that is probably the single biggest thing we can do right now, and it is moving forward and collecting signatures and will be on the ballot. So we should stay focused on what we can do with that. The other things we can do, we need to realize that, you know, things like child support enforcement, I mean, there's a lot of speculation about why we're seeing such a great spike in childhood poverty. And Colorado is actually sitting 16th out of 50th as far as kids in poverty. What we're leading the nation in is the growth from 2000 to 2006, and the data is lagging. So we passed RefC in 2005. We're actually in 2008 in a little bit different situation than they were at the time they did the study because we hadn't seen the benefits of Referendum C yet. So we probably will actually look better because this year, for example, we passed something that's going to get 50,000 more of those kids access to health insurance. We've actually already done a couple things this session that will help those numbers. And in the future, we need to take a look at things like the cost of daycare, you know, the economic development packages we had. You need good, solid, middle-class jobs with benefits in order to keep kids out of poverty. And so we've done some bioscience investment. We've seen a lot of job growth happen just in the last year or two that weren't included in this data set in, you know, creating jobs under the renewable energy sector, things like that. But what we need to do is invest in kids, preschool, Medicaid, health care, dealing with the uninsured. We need to take a look at whether we're incarcerating the right people for the right reasons. Our failure to respond to mental health issues, particularly where you've got a single parent. These are very complicated factors that can impact earning potential. And so it really is pulling in. It's a good litmus test that there's more health care reform we need to do. We need to be investing in these kids and their health care and in their education. And we need to realize that every time we lock someone up, you know, particularly for a nonviolent offense, we may be locking up a wage earner or someone who is otherwise paying child support, and that kid then falls into the rolls of poverty once we do that. So there are consequences that go further out than sometimes what we talk about. And I know there's a criminal sentencing reform commission. So these are all things. We need to look at sentencing reform. We need to look at direct investment into preschool, K-12, job stimulus packages, and sentencing reform are basically where I'd start.
Why do you think it's so hard, and I kind of asked the Lieutenant Governor this too, why do you think it's so hard to get to sell this to people, to sell the idea that these kids count and that if we don't do something on the front end, then we're going to get it on the back end because then you've got increased prison costs, law enforcement, you've got We talked earlier this morning between 6 and 7 about lack of mental health care. You've got all these things going on. Why is it such a hard thing to sell to some sectors, not only the political establishment, but also to the everyday taxpayers in Colorado?
I don't think we've done a very good job of connecting the dots. For example, the point about mental health care, people think, oh, okay, well, that's a very personal, you know, private mental medical thing. Well, it also impacts jobs, and it affects employability, and it affects kids. What we should do a better job at is, you know, when voters are sitting there with a price tag and maybe a spreadsheet that's talking numbers, it's just too easy to dehumanize the consequences of these decisions. Cutting taxes is easier than cutting human beings or cutting kids or cutting human life or cutting human potential. And we've done a terrible job at saying, look, these aren't just data points. These aren't just dollars and cents and statistics here. These are real kids that are out there. And you may think your kids are okay. It's kind of like, well, I'm taking care of my family. But, you know, one of the things that this study hits is it is literally a multi-hundred billion dollar cost to our nation as a whole to deal with all the side effects of what we know happens more for kids growing up in poverty. So it is all of our problem. It is all of our issue, whether you have kids or not, no matter what ages they are, whether you think your kids are doing all right or not. They're going to school with these kids. This is the society that we're living and raising in, and I just think we've done a terrible job at, one, putting human faces on this and realizing that it's not just cutting taxes. You are cutting investments in the kinds of things for human beings. And kids, unless we're going to repeal child labor laws, I mean, what do we expect kids to do? Do we want to put them to work at age 8? I mean, they don't have the freedom to work their way out of poverty. And that therefore means that, yes, it's a parent's responsibility, but it's also our social responsibility to get in there. And it's just not acceptable to have this many of our kids living in poverty. And the solution, I hate to be so flip, but it's not really rocket science. I mean, we know we are one of the worst states in the nation in investing in our kids. And we just have not connected the dots on asking people, do you want the lowest tax rate in the nation? That's fine. Are you also okay with having one of the highest percentages of our kids living in poverty?
But you know something, there are people are going to say to you, yeah, I'm fine with that. Because I hear them say, because they send it to me in emails, and I've had people personally say that to me. Listen, it's up to their parents, and if their parents can't do it, I mean, they could, you know. In other words, it's this whole thing about having a community, and the quality of life in a community is somehow like a wrong thing, and that the idea is every person for themselves and privatization of everything and, you know, this whole market force and all this stuff is, how do you talk to those people?
Well, I mean, you can take part of it by data, but some of it's really just rhetoric on rhetoric. And at the end of the day, kids are not commodities. Kids are not bargaining chips in a free market. They're not pawns to prove some kind of far-reaching ideology. I mean, every civilized first-world country in the world that we know of in a stable democracy realizes that we have a need to have a healthy, prosperous, stable community, and you start that investment young with kids. And it's both. It's not either or. I mean, of course parents have responsibility in this, but to pretend as if we have no social responsibility is just flat out immoral. It's not okay.
I would agree. All right. Before you go, you're running for the Senate. How's the campaign going?
Campaign's going great. We're growing volunteers and getting out and walking our district.
All right. If people want to help you out, where's your website?
Website is SenMorganCarroll.com, SenMorganCarroll.com, and volunteer stuff, events we've got going on, you name it, you can find it on the website.
Yeah, we need more people in state government like yourself. Thank you, State Representative. I appreciate it, and you know you're always welcome on this show.
Thanks, Jay. Good talking to you.
Okay, talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Well, there's a discussion about about how do you sell this idea that we're not all alone in this thing. I mean, and I run into people who just, you can't punch a hole in the wall of their thought about the fact that if they don't pay it now, they're going to pay it on the back end, and it's going to be even more expensive. It's really, really hard to do. Coming up here at 8:30, Executive Director of Colorado Health Partnerships, Arnold Salazar, who's quoted in the original article about the childhood poverty rate, and we'll get his take on it. And then at 9 o'clock, after 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Jared Polis, who is running for Congress. He's running for Mark Udall's old seat. And I got some exciting news, too, about one of our own, which I'll give you. And also, I've got kind of a, it's tragic, but it's kind of humorous story. So, John's whispering in my ear. You're trying to get me to multitask, John. John, we can't give it away.
I know.
We can't give it away now. We'll give it away in a few minutes.
Isn't that awesome? It's great news, and our audience is going to love to hear this.
Yeah. This is good. Positive information. Okay, 8:24, 24 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin and John Turk with a check of traffic.
Northbound I-25 is starting to recover from Castle Rock to the Denver Tech Center, but a new accident involving three cars at Alameda making it tough getting into downtown right now. Stop-and-go conditions start back around Colorado Boulevard. Southbound 25 busy as well in those usual suspect spots like 104th to 84th, I-70 to Spear, and now from University down to Evans. In Aurora, 225 busy with speeds dipping into the 20s in both directions at Parker Road. Off the highways, an injury accident at 77th and Brighton, a disabled tractor trailer at 104th on I-25, and in Boulder, a crash at 107th and...
Don't let car buying make you sad, just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go, even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up! Need some wheels but got no cash, and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com. itsmycarnow.com.
Thousands of dollars at those so-called financial seminars. Get it now from the developer who originated it for just $199. Available only through American Guarantee Mortgage, your equity building experts. Visit wealthspeed.com for details, wealthspeed.com, or 866-259-8206.
825, 25 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You ever play slot machines? Everybody plays slots, right? Well, some people won't do it. Like Mary plays it, but she'll only play like $20. And if she doesn't win anything, you know, she doesn't get any money back, it's like, okay, fine, I'm done. But a lot of people play slot machines, and I play them too, occasionally. Not very often, but I do. And of course, when you win, the quarters come bouncing out. So they start coming your way. Well, in life, and especially life today, with the way the economy is, the quarters are not bouncing out, they're going the other direction. So therefore, you got to be careful about where you spend your quarters or your money. And that's why I recommend Rockies Autos. People are moving to more fuel-efficient vehicles, and Rockies has got you covered. With the largest selection of clean, previously driven vehicles, these are late model, and they're just wonderful, wonderful bargains out there, and huge amount of inventory, too. And they want to see your trade-in, and they've got their matching down incentive going on. So if you're going to roll your quarters, roll them in the right direction, which is the direction of Rockies, which will give you a break bank account-wise. And also, you'll deal with people who are there to please you, because that's what Rockies is all about. There's over 100 people working there, and their sole mission is to make sure that you're happy. And that's why people keep coming back to Rockies time and time and time again. Rockies Autos. There's no better place. Mary and I shop there. We send our friends there. Go see my man Spanky Herrera. Go check out Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays. All these jewels, all these folks, Uncle Fester, all these folks are there, and they're there, and Juan, they're there to help you. And that's what it's all about. Because they know if they have a good relationship with you, and that relationship continues, chances are you'll come back and you'll buy another vehicle. So get yourself some help gas-wise. Make sure those quarters roll your way, not the other way. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Hey.
Hey, where are you going?
I thought I'd go over to Home Depot.
Oh, what do we need?
Maybe we'll figure it out when we get there.
It's time to remember where Dad goes when he doesn't have to go anywhere. The Home Depot, where you'll find his perfect Father's Day gift, like a Brinkman 4-burner gas grill for just $199, or give him a Home Depot gift card. The Home Depot, proud sponsor of Father's Day. U.S. only. See store for details.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalones.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct. Netflix. Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and have DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial and get unlimited movie rentals. Netflix. See terms of use.
What has surprised me about the listeners here is how excited they are about politics.
Mario Solis marriage.
If you remember, just 2 years ago, the mantra around here was like, nobody's excited about politics. Nobody's getting involved. People don't vote. People have abandoned their civic duty. Well, apparently, people were watching, hoping that the politicians would do their job.
The Mario Solis Marriage Show, afternoons 4 to 7.
And now that they haven't, they're taking action to create change.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Twenty-nine minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 72. Okay, some information here for you, something to celebrate, and something that's inside and you won't see in the mainstream media. Okay? All right, first, something to celebrate. David Sirota, the smartest man in the world, has got a brand new book out called Uprising. If you haven't read it, you ought to get it. It's really great. And this week, it makes number 20. On the New York Times bestseller list, number 20 on the New York Times bestseller list. This book is a must for anybody, right, left, in the middle, who is politically motivated and wants to know what's going on out there. This is a great book to read, and it's called The Uprising, and it's now number 20 on the New York Times bestseller list. Now, here's the other story that you're not going to hear in the mainstream media. The Republicans are always saying, trust us with your money. Trust us with your money. We're more fiscally responsible. Trust us, trust us, trust us. Right? Aren't they always saying that? These tax and spend liberals, and they go off on all this stuff. As a matter of fact, I heard Limbaugh yesterday saying that left-wing people were involved with environmental groups and that their idea was to destroy capitalism. No, Rush, we just want to breathe some decent air here and possibly save the planet so our kids will have something to inherit from us. But anyway, former National Republican Congressional Committee Treasurer Christopher Ward allegedly diverted $725,000 from the GOP coffers to his personal bank accounts beginning as far back as 2001, according to a source familiar with an audit report that was released today. Forensic auditors found that Ward transferred money to himself in three ways over a period of 6 or 7 years, spanning the tenure of three RCC chairmen, Representative Tom Davis, Tom Reynolds, and Tom Cole. They found that he transferred money from the NRCC account to the annual President's Dinner account, and then from there diverted the money to his bank account. Okay, so where was Representative Tom Davis? Where was Tom Reynolds? And where was Tom Cole? And these folks are all with the GOP. Where were they? How come they weren't watching what was going on? I thought they were great at fiscal management. Oh well, maybe I have them confused with somebody else. Incredible, isn't it? All right, you know what? Okay, I panicked for a second. I was going to say I lost my schedule for the show this morning. because as I said this morning at 6, my unique filing system allows me to comprehensively place documents that I may need a later date in a black hole in which they disappear and never come back.
I don't know how you make sense of that mess in there.
Well, I'm going to get a job with the Bush administration shredding material before he, you know, hiding material before he leaves office so the incoming administration of Barack Obama can't find it.
You fit in perfectly.
Yeah, I would, wouldn't I? By the way, has Alberto Gonzalez still got a job?
No, I don't think he's got a job yet, no.
Yeah. Are you guys aware of that? Alberto Gonzalez can't find a gig. He was such a great attorney. Wasn't he?
Not. Well, best attorney general we ever had, right,
yeah.
Jay?
Well, Alberto, we're looking for an intern here on this show, man. If you'd like to apply, we'll be happy to look at your credentials.
I wouldn't take him.
8:33, 33 minutes after the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. I wouldn't hire him to defend my dog. Okay, what's going on with traffic?
Well, massive delays on northbound I-25 at the moment. That's due to a three-car accident at Alameda. Also have a crash in the backups near University. So look for single-digit speeds from Colorado Boulevard all the way down to Alameda. Another accident, eastbound I-76 at Pecos. In the opposing lanes, it's going to be busy for you from 74th all the way down to I-25. It's also busy on eastbound 270 from US 87 to Vasquez. And really, overall, all the highways are still pretty busy around town right now. These late crashes not helping very much. Today's forecast, mostly sunny, maybe a little breezy this afternoon. High should be in the lower to mid-70s. Right now, 62 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford and get your choice of an 08 Focus or Ranger for just $10.9. That's a brand.
Zero Smoke. Use it to help kick your cigarette habit. Zero Smoke, a safe, all-natural product. Zero Smoke, two tiny little magnets that you simply place on pressure points on your ear for a few hours a day. Zero Smoke, no gum, no patches, no prescription. Do you have the desire to join the ranks of long-term smokers who have quit smoking for good? Then remember one word, Zero Smoke. Go to ZeroSmoke.org or pick it up at your local Rite Aid pharmacy. www.ZeroSmoke.org.
Relax. With K&H, your decision is easy and risk-free. Replace all your windows with K&H and save 25% on your energy use guaranteed, or they'll pay the difference. Plus, right now, buy three windows from K&H and get three windows absolutely free. Call K&H today for details, 421-7100, 421-7100, or online at khwindows.com. Call and start saving today, 421-7100.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
When temperatures rise, thousands of windshields will crack. My last customer was washing his car. The cold water hit the chip on his hot windshield and crack. The glass broke. If he'd have called Elite Safelite sooner, we probably could have repaired it. It's quicker than a replacement. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Special news bulletin. Select RV and boat inventory below invoice and below NADA book. Only at Nolan's RV and Marine. Huge RV and boat clearance sale going on now at Nolan's RV and Marine. Nation's number one selling brands. Dated models must sell immediately. Hurry to Nolan's RV and Marine, Federal Boulevard, Denver.
What if I said you could lower your cholesterol and support your energy levels simply by taking a multivitamin? Yeah, you'd be skeptical, right? We know it sounds too good to be true, so that's why we want to prove it to you with a free bottle of all-new Phytox Cardio. Phytox Cardio is a unique, revolutionary breakthrough because it contains the proven power of plant sterols. Plant sterols are clinically researched to lower your cholesterol naturally. Say goodbye to old-fashioned multivitamins without clinical science and say hello to Phytox Cardio from Purity Products. Find out how to get your free bottle today. Call 1-800-500-1093. Lower your cholesterol and support your energy. Yes, sure, you're skeptical, so discover it for yourself with a free, yes, a free bottle of Phytox Cardio. Try it before you buy it. You'll also receive a free bottle of Purity's famous pharmaceutical-grade fish oil, a $20 value, limit one per household. Call now, 1-800-500-1093. That's 1-800-500-1093.
Do you need a new battery? If so, get to AutoZone. Only at AutoZone you'll find the durable, long-lasting Duralast battery, or upgrade to a Duralast Gold battery, backed by an 8-year warranty and a 3-year free replacement guarantee. Get to AutoZone today.
Seven minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Good morning. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 72. We've been talking all morning about this terrible report from the Colorado Children's Campaign about the number of children under 18 in poverty in this state. Let's talk to Executive Director of Colorado Health Partnerships, Arnold Salazar. He is responsible for coordinating the activities of the partnership between the 8 mental health center providers and Value Options, the management services provider, and the Department of Healthcare Policy and Finance, the contracting agency for mental health contracts. His organization has a budget of $69 million and covers 43 counties, mostly in rural Colorado. And Mr. Salazar, Arnold, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Well, I did my best.
Thank you so much.
It's likely about all you're going to get. You're quoted in the original article that I saw in the Denver Post, and you were talking about rural Colorado, which for those of us who do not sit in rural Colorado, many of us know what's going on, but a lot of us don't have any idea. And as far as children below the poverty line or living in abject poverty, what's going on in rural Colorado?
Well, you know, the reporting in itself is alarming if you look across the entire state and the rate of increase of children living in poverty. But the two areas that are hit harder than other parts of the state are, of course, rural Colorado and Hispanic populations, of course, in the San Luis Valley. Those are both prominent. Obviously, we're very rural, in many cases frontier, and we have a sizable Hispanic population. You know, so what I'm seeing is a significant change even over the last, you know, 6 years in the number of people that are really struggling economically. And, you know, I was doing an interview and talking with several people after the press conference that we did. One of the comments that I made was that the difference I see, because I travel to Denver a lot, but when I'm in Denver, I have the option of going to areas where you don't see a lot of poverty. When you live in rural Colorado, I don't care who you are. You stand in the grocery lines with people. You attend churches. You go to the schools. Attend teachers, parent-teacher conferences with people who you know are struggling. And I see that much more in the Valley, and it's much more prominent, obviously, when you live in and much more pronounced, I should say, when you live in a community like ours. Well, things are tough.
What do you say to people, though, and I brought that up yesterday and got this, although the poverty figures run across all lines, I mean, they cover all ethnicities, they cover, virtually kids of all colors, but the Hispanic poverty rate has climbed to 88%, and what I get is, well, it's illegal immigrants, and why should I have to pay for them? What's your reaction to that?
Actually, it's not illegal immigrants that make a large part of this report. This was taken from census data. So to the degree that that wasn't part of the census report, you know, I don't see how that argument can be made. You know, it's clear that immigrants struggle a lot. Some of them were undocumented, and I recognize that. But still, if you isolate just the Hispanic population, families like mine, who have been in the United States, actually the United States came to us. We were here before the when it was still part of the territory of New Mexico. Those families are struggling as well, and those are Hispanic families that lived here forever. My family's been in the Valley for 150 years. Prior to that, we were in northern New Mexico for probably 200 years before that. So it's not, you know, what I'm seeing, it's not immigrant populations. And the Valley, contrary to people's misconception here, we don't have a huge undocumented population here in the Valley. Most of the people that are here are families that have lived here forever, families that have settled here for generation after generation. And the reason we don't have a huge undocumented worker population here is because we don't have the economy and the jobs. If you look at the map across Colorado of where those populations are centered, they're centered around where the economy is booming and growing and there are jobs. So for people to say that it's an illegal immigrant problem, it's not completely true. And I see this as I sit and look at what's going on. I have the opportunity of traveling throughout 43 of the counties in our state. So I have a good perspective of rural communities and what I see when I go through those areas.
8:42, 42 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We have Executive Director of the Colorado Health Partnerships, Arnold Salazar, on the line with us. You are in rural Colorado. What are the jobs? I mean, what do people do there for a living?
We're basically, I mean, if you go across the, you know, the area that I work in, you know, clearly, you know, I work on the entire Western Slope, and you see the mountain resort communities, of course, a lot of tourism and those kind of things where you do see a lot of immigrant populations centering around. The rest of it is largely agricultural, certainly in the valley, that is the large area of employment. You know, and farmers are struggling. Their kids are struggling. You know, their resources have been severely hit when you start looking at gas prices that are just, and diesel prices that are going through the roof. All of those things lead to and add up to the results that we see here. There's not a one or two items that you can pick out and say, well, this is the problem. There are things that make it maybe a little worse. There are areas that maybe have it a little bit better. But across the board, there are a number of things that contribute to the number of kids falling into poverty.
Boy, how do they struggle there when gas prices are $4 and over a gallon?
You know, I find it absolutely amazing to me that a family of four can live on $20,000, try to get their kids to school, you know, try to get to their jobs, try to put food on the table, and try to, you know, do the basic things that that they need to do. I think it's a real challenge. What you have here are people that are extremely resilient, very strong families, families that, you know, who work to help each other. I think that's essentially the part that that helps the survival that that we see, but it's extremely difficult and it's becoming more difficult. What's interesting to me is that our neighboring states are doing much better than we are. New Mexico is doing much better with regard to
economy. Well, that's because, as State Representative Morgan Carroll pointed out, and I believe also Lieutenant Governor Barbara O'Brien went into this, you know, New Mexico and some of these neighboring states, they spend more per child than we do.
Yeah, they spend significantly more, actually. Yeah.
So, you know, that's one of the problems. And then the other problem is, as I see it, is if you don't take care of these kids, if we don't, and when I say take care of it, I'm not talking about handing things out, just writing blank checks, but I'm talking about targeting these kids and trying to turn their lives around. I mean, if you don't do that, then you're going to pay for it on the back end when they get into trouble and they're unable to find jobs. I mean, poverty breeds poverty.
Well, there's no question about that. I mean, I think you see that in many, many ways. And in some ways, you know, I'm a small example of that. I grew up in a large family. We were not very wealthy. Obviously, we're, you know, in many ways quite meager beginnings, a family of eight kids. What broke the cycle for all of us is that all eight of my brothers and sisters have gone to college. All of them have graduated, and all of their kids now are going through the college system. I talked about the fact that one of the happiest days of my life was the day that I paid back my student loans. You know, because clearly I was very, very heavily subsidized by the government when I went to school. I mean, with loans and grants and, you know, the whole nine yards. I went to the best universities in the country, the University of Michigan. The second happiest day of my life is when my two kids graduated without me having to use any federal money or any state assistance to get them through college. That's the kind of thing that we talk about when we say that we need to intervene, that we need to help children so that we can break that cycle. And the governor talked about this. The one path that helps do that is the path through education. And we've severely funded, underfunded our educational systems across the board. P20, we've underfunded it. We're not having preschools. Our schools are falling apart. The schools here in the valley, they're just struggling to hold their buildings together. And that's one of the investments that we need to really focus on.
Those who oppose that kind of funding, when was the last time you saw some of those down there in your part of, boy, I hate to use the term your neck of the woods, because that sounds really, I mean, we're not talking William Faulkner here. But when was the last time some of these folks came down there and took a look at things so that they could speak with authority about these funding issues?
Well, I'm pleased to say that we recently, well, in the last senatorial election for Senate District 5, we elected a woman by the name of Gail Schwartz, who has been just a breath of fresh air about doing that. She spent a lot of time visiting the schools. As a matter of fact, was able to secure some funding to build a new school in San Luis, my hometown, that was basically falling apart. And, you know, she's doing, I mean, she is one person that I think has done a great job of looking and saying something needs to be done and then going out and doing something about it. But you're right. I think, by and large, I talk to people in Denver who don't even know where the San Luis Valley is. I go through checkout lines and they ask me, where's Alamosa? The truth is that most people in Colorado think that Colorado is between somewhere outside of Colorado Springs and before you get to the Wyoming border. And,
yeah.
And I think that's one of the issues that we have. And I talked about the fact that there are two Colorados, you know, the one I visit in Denver and then the one I live in.
Yeah. You know what? Unfortunately, that's very, very true. And I got to be honest with you, I don't know if I could find, I think I could, but I don't know if I could find Alamosa.
And I think that's the thing that when people read this in the paper, it's not something that's tangible to them. So part of what we do, and, you know, my wife is also involved in the healthcare field, we try to get as many people down here as we can. As a matter of fact, today we're hosting the Medical Services Board. This is the board that oversees the Medicaid program. And we've actually convinced them to come down here today and have a meeting in the valley. So they can talk to people, and we're going to do a whole host of public hearings today of people coming forth and saying what's happening to them with health care, because that's another big issue. So, you know, it's important for us to do those kind of things. Decision makers need to be brought closer to look at what we are really doing and what's really happening in rural Colorado.
Well, maybe we should take Douglas Bruce down there and let him have a look.
Well, I would quite frankly would love to spend a day with Douglas Bruce showing him the realities of what I don't think he sees. And to me, that's one part of the problems. I mean, you see the kids count report? To me, that's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
It's the tip of the iceberg. You're seeing kids who are in poverty, which is going to rise to the very top of all of our concern. But below that, we have huge problems. You know, I've mentioned the fact that I work with state government a lot. We have so severely underfunded our government in this state. I see state employees who are completely overworked, who don't have the resources that they need, don't have the money to even put together conference calls. I mean, we've just, it's been atrocious what we've done to our government infrastructure. And I'd like to talk to Douglas Bruce about the fact that that's what we've done and that it's starting to have a very negative effect on our overall economy.
What about those who would scream privatization?
I don't have a problem with privatization. I think privatization is great when it can work. But that doesn't mean, I mean, if government isn't the solution for everything, then neither is privatization. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's the misconception that we have, that is one is not that it has to be completely one or completely the other. And the answer is somewhere in between there.
It has to be mixed.
It has to be mixed. I mean, anybody who would argue that position, that's foolish. I mean, I would not argue that everything needs to be privatized, although I place great importance and, you know, great value in government structures and the ability for people to help each other and the ability for government to give people a chance at things. I argue for those things, but I would never say that it needs to be completely, you know, government run this or that. There's a mixture that has to happen.
Well, if you think that some of these people who worship the free market, if you think they're foolish, then come up here and I'll introduce you to some first-class fools. Mr. Salazar, Arnold Salazar, thank you so much for your time. This has really been enlightening, and I may be speaking for myself, but I would love to come there and take a look.
You're welcome. Just give me a call. You got my number. We'd love to show you around.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to take you up on that.
You do that.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
You got it. There's Arnold Salazar. He is Executive Director of Colorado Health Partnerships, and he's talking about life in rural Colorado in which these families are struggling. Could you imagine raising a family of four on $20,000 or even less in this day and age? That would be very, 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 very rough to do. Very rough to do. And we've spent all morning this morning talking about childhood poverty. And these are kids under the age of 18. And I would hope that all of us walk away with something, which is get in contact with our state legislators and to let them know that this number is unacceptable and that we have to do something about it. 8:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, and here's John Turk with traffic.
Two earlier accidents on northbound I-25 really messing up the commute. The first one occurred at Alameda, and then we had one in the backups at University. Both those are off the highway, but still looking at bumper-to-bumper-like conditions from Colorado to Alameda. Other accidents currently in the metro, one on the left shoulder of westbound U.S. 36 at Church Ranch Road, seeing backups to Sheridan. Also have one on Pecos on eastbound I-76. So, again, just a couple new accidents, but they have cleared that one on northbound I-25, but it's still a mess getting through there and into downtown. Today's forecast, mostly sunny, high 74, right now 62 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Rockies fans, look who's coming to town. Watch your Rockies take on the Cleveland Indians as they visit Coors Field June 17th through the 19th. And don't miss the return of the New York Mets June 20th through the 22nd. Purchase your tickets today at any Rockies ticket outlet or coloradorockies.com.
I'm a history major, so I take personal offense that Pat Buchanan misread history so badly.
Coming to America.
That was my point.
The fact is, there's McDonald's and KFCs in China. There are.
But they don't represent our culture. They represent our commerce. And our commerce and our culture are different things.
And I'm not defending Pat Buchanan in this context.
Tom Hartman, weeknights at 7.
Yeah, I think it is important to point out, if you want to characterize McDonald's as our culture, it's the worst part of our culture.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Use your economic stimulus check for a down payment and we'll match it up to $600. Jack with Jack Micey Heating and Cooling here with this special offer. No interest and no payments for 1 year available now on a purchase of any new American Standard comfort system. Now you can afford to install a new American Standard air conditioner this summer. Call Jack Micey Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate. That's 303-463-8541. Proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Great gifts, incredible prices. The Joseph A. Bank Father's Day Sale. All executive pinpoint dress shirts, $39. A huge selection of khakis and sport shirts, $39. Even golf shirts and traveler shorts, $29. How about all luggage, any size? Regularly $350 to $550, now $129. Consider a huge selection of executive suits and Stays Cool Seersucker suits, just $199. Even select dress pants, $69. And sport coats, regularly $395, now $99. Joseph A. Bank, the only place for Father's Day, now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton. Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
You traded in your CDs for MP3s. You ditched your tube TV for a 50-inch high-def flat screen. But your home telephone is in serious need of an upgrade. That's where Comcast Digital Voice comes in. Right now, you can get Comcast Digital Voice for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast Digital Voice is a total makeover for your home telephone. You don't pay for long-distance calls within the U.S. and Canada. They're included. You don't pay for voicemail, call waiting, or caller ID. They're included. Even premium features like call forwarding, repeat dialing, and online access to voicemail are included. It's a great deal on home phone service, and it's only available through June 15th. Comcast Digital Voice for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Hurry, call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. interest. Offer in 61508. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After 6 month promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation taxes and telephone fees extra. Call for details.
Time has come for us to fall and think of living as it was. Into the future we must cross.
Widespread panic is an old Hot Tuna tune. 8:57, 57 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance thunderstorms, high today, 72. By the way, United Airlines has now announced that they will charge you $15 for the first checked bag. Okay, I know they're suffering from high fuel prices, so is everybody. But $15 for the first checked bag? And it makes you not want to fly. Because what do they think? That we're all having like an easy time here? $15? How many people fly that airlines? That's a lot of money. $15 a checked bag. All right, coming up next, Gerald Pullis, who is running for Congressman Mark Udall's old seat. And article today in the Rocky Mountain News and the Boulder Camera. And so we'll see what Mr. Pullis has to say for himself and his press flack, Mr. Becker.
Washington, D.C., how may I direct your call?
Congress, please.
One moment.
Hello, is this Congress? Whoa, this is the entire Congress.
Pretty much.
Fantastic. Man, you guys make so many laws. I don't know how you do it.
How can we help you?
Well, June 21st is officially the first day of summer, right?
Yeah.
How about we bump that up to, like, now?
Are you crazy? Why?
Because I just hit the REI store, and summer's basically here. I mean, June 21st? People are already out there cycling, camping, paddling, and stuff right now.
Uh-huh.
So you guys want to write up one of those bill things and take a half day? Go hiking or something. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Awesome. I'm voting for all of you next time.
REI, your one-stop shop for summer adventure.
Come into REI today and check out the latest summer gear from top brands like Kelty, Teva, K2, and more. Visit one of REI's six convenient Denver area locations or shop REI.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM 760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The Constitution does apply. A deeply divided Supreme Court has ruled in favor of foreign terrorism suspects held at Guantanamo, saying they can challenge in federal courts. We're live in Washington with CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Nick, this significant ruling follows a line of high court decisions rejecting the Bush administration's terror war policies. In a declaration sure to be quoted often, Justice Anthony Kennedy writes, "Laws and the Constitution are designed to survive and remain in force in extraordinary times." CBS News Chief Legal Analyst Andrew Cohen.
The lesson here, and it's a costly one for the administration, is that you can't try the terror suspects through Guantanamo Bay without creating procedures that the Supreme Court signs off upon, rules that give the men more rights than the White House has wanted to give them now for nearly 7 years.
Detainees aren't being freed. They simply get access to U.S. courts. In a companion ruling, the justices say U.S. citizens jailed by American troops in a multinational force like in Iraq also have a constitutional right to challenge their detentions. Nick?
Well, in western Iowa, Boy Scouts are being praised as heroes for the way they responded following a tornado that tore through a scout campground, killing four and injuring dozens of others.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen. It was injured scouts and dead people, and it was chaos. It was horrible.
Thomas White's on the staff at the Little Sioux Scout Ranch. CBS's Dave Price reports from the scene that the scouts' training and dealing with emergencies helped.
Some of these Boy Scouts and supervisors were first responders, treating injuries like deep scalp lacerations, broken bones.
And there were deadly tornadoes in northern Kansas. Separate twisters are blamed for killing two people. And if the tornado damage wasn't enough, more heavy rain has fallen in Iowa, where rivers have been spilling over their banks. The governor has declared 53 of the state's 99 counties disaster areas. Some brighter economic news this morning. The dollar has shown signs of strengthening, which has led oil prices to fall more than $2 a barrel. And the Commerce Department says Americans were in more of a spending mood last month, using their economic stimulus checks to fuel a 1% hike in retail sales. Economist Peter Morici.
What you're seeing is the stimulus package being spent. A lot of naysayers said people would not spend the stimulus package.
Another airline is boosting fees. United joining American in charging passengers $15 each way for checking a single bag. The airline says it's taking the step to help cope with soaring jet fuel prices. United says the baggage fees will generate about $275 million a year. The latest stop, the Eternal City. A fanfare to welcome President Bush to Rome, where he holds talks with Premier Silvio Berlusconi. And Mr. Bush is taking the opportunity during his European trip to defend the U.S.
There's a lot of, in my view, misinformation and propaganda about our country. We're compassionate. We're an open country. We care about people. And we're entrepreneurial.
This is CBS News.
Look, gas prices aren't going down. So here's how you get your mileage up. A. Ease up on that gas pedal. B. Slow down, because driving hard is even harder on your pocketbook. And C. Get over to Advance Auto Parts, where Purolator Premium Plus and Pure One air filters are 25% off. Look, clean filters improve fuel efficiency, engine performance, and air quality. So swing by and drop one in. Offer ends June 28th. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
Are we into the Olympics? Are you kidding? This is America. We high-five after meetings. We cheer when delayed planes land. So you better believe we're going to go nuts for our Olympic athletes. At americascheer.com, hosted by Bank of America, you can send videos, photos, and texts directly to our Olympic team. Let them know you're out there. americascheer.com. If you cheer, they'll hear. This is America. Don't you belong at Bank of America? Bank of Opportunity.
Member FDIC.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. The National Weather Service in Boulder advising you to protect yourself against floods and tornadoes by buying a weather radio. Program manager Byron Lewis says a tone alarm goes off after a warning is issued, no matter if it's for a severe thunderstorm, blizzard, or tornado.
Sirens come out shortly after we generally issue a warning. I think that's the best reason to have a weather radio, because you get warnings as soon as they're issued from the forecast office.
The radios are available at most electronic stores and can be programmed for specific counties. But those weather radios are not always lifesavers. The tornado hitting Iowa is an example.
They did have them. At least I know of one of the Scoutmasters who did have a weather radio with them, but said they didn't get any advance warning on it.
760 Progressive Talk Radio's Daryl Luby is a scout leader who keeps a radio with him when camping with his troops. A Type 2 federal fire management team is set to arrive today at Fort Carson's Pinyon County Maneuver Site. That's where a wildfire has grown to 20,000 acres. Fort Carson officials believe lightning started the fire in the Red Rock Canyon area of the site. Cartier is closing its Cherry Creek store after just 4 years in the mall. Cartier not saying why they're closing, but Cherry Creek Mall spokesman says it's because they'll focus on stores in larger cities. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now here's Todd Parker with an AM 760 Progressive Traffic Update.
Watch out for some late delays northbound I-25 underneath the bridges. That due to an earlier accident that occurred near Alameda. There's also a crash on the Boulder Mound side of the turnpike. This one should be cleaned up shortly. It occurred right around Church Ranch. 25, busy as you're heading out of Castle Rock. There have been a previous rollover. Surrey Ridge really backed things up.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1359. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1359. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1359. 1-800-557-1359.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view? All without surgery or injections. With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at the Sundance Film Festival.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-656-1075. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-656-1075. 1-800-656-1075.
Mr. Polis on, and then after that, we'll have Mr. Shaproff on, too, as well. And we'll also be covering some amendments, too, as the days go on, ones that we think are important and ones we think that you ought to know about, because there's a lot of amendments on the ballot. And a lot of times, you just don't know what's what. So let's say good morning to Jared Polis. Good morning, Mr. Polis. Nice to have you on the show.
Great to be here, Jay. I'm glad that we're able to help get some coverage of the show in the paper and hopefully drum up the listeners here for you.
Well, that wasn't what that was about, and I think that what you need to do is I think you need to not only apologize to me, but I think you need to apologize to John Turk, the producer of this show, and you certainly need to have this guy Becker, Robert Becker, apologize to both of us for making statements in the newspapers that aren't true.
Well, AJ, you know, and I know right now you're supporting Joan over.
No,
over
I never said that.
I've heard you say it on the air, Jay. I'm
no,
listening all the
no,
time.
No, 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 Jared, I never said that. I said she'd make a worthy congresswoman, and I know that she has a good track record, and I've said those things on the air, but the deal between you and I and this whole situation has nothing to do with who I support or who I don't support. Hold on a second. Let me explain something
sure.
to you. Okay? Listen very carefully to this, because this is important. Okay? Everybody lives by the same rules. In other words, you came down here. You didn't call ahead of time. You just showed up. You have an exchange with John Turk in the parking lot. You tell John Turk, well, you put Joan Fitzgerald on before 9 o'clock. Well, no, Jared, you're wrong. We didn't.
Hey, Jay, can I speak about what happened?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Let me finish.
Sure.
We didn't put her on before 9 o'clock. We put her on after 9 o'clock. So you didn't have your facts right there. Okay? Then to claim... You know, I've been doing this for 20 years, and I've been on radio 34 years. We've never had any guests, and I've been here 3 years. We've never had any guests say to us, well, can you put us on at an earlier time and badger the producer of the show? Most of them, if we can't get them on the time we've invited them, it's because usually they say to us, and they're usually in a different time zone, they usually say to us, listen, I can't do it at this particular time because I have a meeting. Would 30 minutes or 45 minutes later be acceptable? And we usually say, yeah, we'll try to work it out. But, you know, you guys, I mean, listen, you start, like, you know, sending us emails, well, can't we get a better time? Can't we get a better time? I mean, you have to live by the same rules that everybody else lives by.
Hey, Jay, I'm thrilled to hear that you're saying, you haven't officially endorsed the show, because that means there's an opening for me, and I'm going to win you over here, Jay, because I need your help. I mean, without the support of your listeners, we would never be able to do what we're doing
well,
here.
That's
and
all fine
really
and good. That's all fine and good. That's all fine
well.
And good. But I think you need. But I think you need to confront the issue that's going on between us, and I think you need to tell John Turk. You know what? You can forget about me. I think you need to tell John Turk. I think you need to apologize to him.
Yeah. So I mean, you know. So hey, look, I had a breakfast right across the way yesterday, and I stopped by to say hi. I mean, I hope that you know if you're in my neighborhood, stop by too. We're at 19th and Pearl,
but you know what?
We're at 114th
yeah,
and Washington,
you know what?
And North Glen.
The difference is that John Turk and I aren't going to stroll into your campaign headquarters and start telling you how to run your campaign. And it, look, it seems to me right now that it's not within you, or you can't find it within you, to say to this guy who works very, very hard, hey, I'm sorry I showed up and put everybody in a spot, and then you make this flippant comment out of the parking lot about, well, what, you're going to do 2 hours on childhood poverty?
I am. By the way, Jay, that's what I love about your show. I mean, by the way, all three people, great friends of mine, Morgan, Lieutenant Governor Arnold, I mean, to give this kind of detailed coverage of this, and I hope before we get into some of the other issues we talk about, I have some thoughts, you know, why I've done a lot of my work in childhood poverty as well. So, hey, look, Jay, whenever you want me, I mean, you know, day, you know, early, late, day or night, I'm always
you
happy
still,
to do the show.
You still will not do what I'm asking you to do, what you should do, and you're being a typical politician by going off in some other direction. You owe John Turk, if you don't want to say it to me, that's fine, but you owe John Turk an apology for putting him in a difficult position and for showing up to some place that you weren't invited. Anybody in the public can come to the lobby of these radio stations, but we don't allow anybody up here. What do you think? We're up here playing jacks or jump rope or something after the show? We're putting together the next day's show. You know,
hey,
you don't even have the decency to call. Why don't you apologize to John Turk and we'll get on with it?
Jay, I'm a friendly guy. When I'm in the neighborhood, I'm going to come by.
Then Jared,
is John Turk around? And, you know, they said,
Jared,
you know, Jay's doing a promo.
Jared,
come down. Give
Jared,
my regards.
Jared.
Know? Yeah.
Jared, say you're sorry.
Sorry for stopping by to say hi. I mean, is that
okay,
I
so
have a good relationship
right,
here, Jay.
You're incapable
tell you
of
what,
doing
tell
that.
You what, Jay, tell you what, John and Jay, I'll call ahead next time if I'm in the neighborhood.
No, you say you're sorry because we don't come to your campaign headquarters and tell you how to run your campaign, and you don't come here and you don't tell us how to run our radio show. Now, we're going to put you on. You're on now. And we're going to put everybody on who's running for that seat. And we wouldn't just put two other people on and not put you on. And for your flack guy here to say that it's a politically motivated, no. Jared, it's the rules. It's the rules that we play by, just like you got to play by rules, and we have to play by rules. And we had other people booked on and other intentions, and so we didn't have a time slot for you to be on earlier. And we're not going to give you any more treatment, more preferential treatment than we are Joan Fitzgerald or William Shaproff. And by the way, we didn't even have to go through this with Joan Fitzgerald. She said, fine, you know what I mean, on the radio? Good, that's great. I'll come on.
Yeah, that's my attitude too, Jay.
No, your attitude is your and Becker's attitude is that you wanted to badger us into a better time, and now you're sitting here on the radio and you're not even man enough to say you're sorry.
Sorry for stopping by to say hi, Jay. I mean, again, that wasn't even on my
you
agenda talking about,
you
that, about the time.
You weren't
I don't even
invited.
Know how that came up.
You were not. You're incapable of doing it. All right, so that's fine. You know, some people are that way. All right, what would you like? What else would you like to talk about?
Jay, you know, I think we should talk about some of the issues that are important to voters. You know,
okay, let's talk about some of those issues.
Sure. You know, we're talking about childhood poverty coming off your last hour. You know, this is a particularly big issue right here in our district. Adams County is one of the leading increases from 2000 to 2006. The report on ColoradoKids.org, which, you know, is a website also referenced by Morgan earlier in the show here today, showed an increase from 5.6 to 17.9%, 255% increase here in Adams County, most of which is in the 2nd Congressional District. And in addition to a lot of the state actions, which some of your earlier guests had talked about, it's an absolutely critical issue for the federal government to take more of an interest in. You know, not only with regards to implementing a universal health care for all Americans, which is critical, because this is really on the nexus between where people have access to health care and educational opportunities. You know, I've seen this firsthand with the work I've done with the schools that I've run. We have kids, many of whom don't have health care, and one young man, David, was homeless for 9 months with his family because they had to pay out of pocket for an eye operation that saved his vision. So these are the kinds of things that occur every day, and there's something that we need to do something about at the federal level.
All right, how do you and Joan Fitzgerald differ on this?
Sure.
And Mr. Shaproff, how do you differ with William on this?
You know, I think it's a difference in experience. This has been my work. I founded 5 schools for at-risk kids. I've, with Arnold Salazar, your last guest, was on the board of Colorado Consumer Health Initiative for a number of years. So I've really been in the trenches fighting this fight, and it's one that, you know, we need more members of Congress that have that hands-on experience rather than just the legislative or just the you know, political experience.
Okay, I don't want to be the Grand Inquisitor here, but you know what? That's a great answer, but that's not the question I ask you. Let me ask you again. How do you differ from the other two? What makes you, what policy ideas do you have that are different than the other two?
Sure. Well, you know, on an issue like education, I've been a strong supporter of innovation and choice within the public school system, finding ways that our most at-risk families have access to better public schools, pushing the envelope against some of the status quo interests.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If I wanted somebody, and politicians do this, and it irritates me, if I want somebody to come on and brag about their qualifications and themselves, I would ask you to come on and brag about your qualifications and yourself. But that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you how you differ from the other two, and I'm asking you what you would intend to do about this problem, not about your experience and your resume. If I want your experience and your resume, I can easily get a hold of it. So why don't you answer the question?
Sure. No, I have detailed policy positions up on this at
PolicyCongress.com. Well, give us some of it, then.
Give us some of it. I was starting, Jay. I was just
there. I'll bet you were. Go ahead. Give us some.
Again, you know, on innovation, you know, the federal government's education policy should really do 3 things. And No Child Left Behind is actually counterproductive. It actually penalizes the schools that serve the most at-risk kids. Here's the 3 things that, you know, and that's certainly a committee I hope to be on in Congress working for you and your listeners to get done. 1, we need to direct resources to the schools that serve the most at-risk families. So, again, we do some of this through our free and reduced lunch programs today, but we need to up that so that the federal government is actually working with those schools rather than now where they're frequently seen as working against them by, in effect, stigmatizing them or penalizing them and calling them failing schools. 2, encourage transparency. We kind of move this buzzword from what we have today, which is accountability, but it's a very singular form of accountability. It says, how's your school doing in reading, math, and science? That's it. You know, so it's not looking at the arts, it's not looking at student engagement, not looking at critical thinking. So let's look at a way of saying, hey, look, we're going to have full transparency about what's going on in our public schools. We're going to make that available to parents, to the press, to academics, to study. But let's not just have one single formula for accountability. So that's 2. And the 3rd one, which I was starting to get into earlier, is promoting innovation. Now, that is a very difficult thing to do within public education. Any large system, Jay, whether it's a big company, whether it's a school district, it's always hard to do something differently. The federal government can come to the table, and they do a little bit already with some innovative school grants. That's an area that we need to increase. When you have a school district here in Colorado, like the Napleton School District here in Adams County, that's doing something innovative. You know what? They had one large high school, it had an over 50% dropout rate. The district said, you know what? This isn't working. They now have 5 smaller high schools, 400 kids each. When Barack Obama was in town, that's the school he chose to visit. I got to see him there 2 weeks ago. That's the kind of school and reform package that the federal government needs to encourage by giving essentially matching money to districts that want to embark on that very difficult but necessary reform path.
All right, what about the kids under 18 that are in poverty in this state? What would you do about that situation directly?
The health care is a big piece of that, and both Joan Fitzgerald and I think Will Schaffleff is a different position on this one, we support a single-payer universal health care system. So I've been a strong proponent of that, you know, again, drawing from my work with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative and seeing a lot of these families firsthand. We're the only country that doesn't have something like this, Jay. I mean, every other wealthy country, Western European countries, Japan, et cetera, they have a national health care system. We can and we need to do it. And you know what? People are going to argue, you know, they're going to say it's going to have this problem, that problem. And I can tell you now, it's not going to be perfect. But our current system is so far from perfect, it'll be a step in the right direction to make sure that every kid has access to health care services, you know, starting from neonatal all the way through their life.
Let me ask you, did you think that the Swift boat veteran situation with John Kerry, did you approve of that? Do you think that's a great way to campaign?
Oh, you mean that horrible group that ran ads against John Kerry?
Yeah.
They're some of the lowest life people. That's a horrible group. I was one of John Kerry's. I did everything I could to get John Kerry elected,
okay.
And that they hit below the belt.
Okay. Well, Arthur Gray Jr. Donated $250 to the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth and Justice, and he also gave you money. Lee Beeman, a Swift Boat Veteran for Truth contributor, donated $1,000 to you. Alex Merlo, donated $10,000 to the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth and $2,300 to you. How do you explain that?
Well, I'm absolutely thrilled that some of these people that backed those horrible ads are seeing the light of day and are willing to back a progressive candidate.
So you take money. In other words, you would take money from anybody you don't really care what they've done, just as long as they side with you, right?
Well, one of the things I'm doing in this race, Jay, which is, I think, a pretty important difference between my opponents and I, is I'm not taking a single penny from Political Action Committee's PACs. I'm only taking money from individual donors, and I'm very proud to say, with the help of your listeners and progressives across the state, able to raise more money from individuals than either of my two opponents.
You're right. That's exactly right. My listeners are all Swift Boat veteran sympathizers, and they would certainly give you money. I mean,
in other words,
if I were running, okay, if I were running for dog catcher of Denver, the city of Denver, I wouldn't take dime one from anybody connected with the Swift Boat veterans, and yet I got a whole list of people here who you've taken money from, the Swift Boat veterans, because I went and looked it up, and you're trying to say now that that you're glad that you won over their hearts and minds, and that you're giving me all of this speech. I mean, why would you take money from people who ran one of the most dirty and disgusting campaigns that this country has ever seen?
Well, first of all, Jay, I don't want a background check on somebody that donates to me.
No, these are public records. These are not background checks. These are not background checks. I just went to the Federal Elections Commission and looked it up. And which anybody can do. They can look it up.
Yeah, well, you know, if you want to come in and help us look up our $2,000, we'd be thrilled to have your help.
All right, so you'll take money from Swift Boat veterans then. That idea.
Yeah, not from the group. I mean, again, if people have had a change of heart and they used to be conservative and now they're liberal, that's great. You know, I mean, I'm the most progressive candidate in this race. And if they're supporting Obama and supporting me, it means we've won them over. I mean,
Come on, Jared. Don't try that. You know, come on. You've won them over.
Why else would they be giving to me, Jay?
I don't know. I'd like to know. I'd like to know why. I mean, what is your connection here with them? You know, when people ask you about this, you routinely tell them that you're happy to take Swift Boat donations. Well, name me another Democrat. The Denver Post, November the 28th, 2007. Name me another Democrat, a prominent Democrat in this state that takes money from Swift Boat veterans.
I bet every single one, Jay. I mean,
well, you bet, but you don't have that information. So you're saying that Mark Udall, for instance, takes money from Swift Boat veterans, that Ed Perlmutter takes money from Swift Boat veterans, that Governor Ritter has taken money from Swift Boat veterans, that Joan Fitzgerald has taken money.
If you're making this accusation against me, you should do the same research on their donors.
Well,
right?
I will when they come on, but the fact of the matter is that I did it on you, and this is what I came up with, and you're trying to deflect the point that you took money from them. Then why did you take money from them?
Absolutely despicable group. I'm not taking money from them. A couple of their donors,
you know what?
Your
FEC,
have had a change of heart and are now liberal.
A couple of donors, like to the tune of $2,300. There's more than three. There's one. There's two. There's three. There's four. There's five. There's six. There's six right there, and who knows how many others I could find out as we're going on here.
Look, once again, if some of those Swift Boat veterans have had a change of heart, are willing to embrace a progressive candidate who's been anti-war from the start, that's terrific. And, you know, I think the real issue here is why my opponent isn't returning money from the oil and gas industry. That's actually corporate money.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
That's corporate money Joan Fitzgerald's taken from the oil and gas and mining companies.
All right, let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
The Denver Post reported that you still had investments worth $250,000 to $500,000 in a Far East Energy Corporation. You want to explain that one?
Jay, this is the same. I actually had this discussion with you. I think it was one of the last times I was on. You know, again, both me as well as my two opponents, all three of us are multimillionaires, and that's, you know, people always, I think you mentioned a couple times that I'm a millionaire, but my opponents are millionaires too. And, you know what, I don't directly direct my investments. I'm not an investor by vocation. I started a flower company and a greeting card company. And yeah, you know, I have mutual funds and I have, index funds, and they own pretty much every stock out there. So yeah, my portfolio looks a lot like my opponent's.
I'm willing to take
on those companies every day of the week.
Yeah, but you brought that up first. I mean, you brought it up about Joan Fitzgerald, yet you have it in your own closet.
And if she's not willing to bring it up because she owns those stocks, I'd say that's a problem, Jay.
Well, I'd say it's a problem for you too. Why don't you sell them?
Jay, these are mutual funds and index funds.
Oh, I see.
And I think last time you had this, you had a couple callers who called in. So this is, you know, again, anybody who has a 401k has this issue. I've never directly purchased
then how can you pass yourself off as somebody who is not going to be influenced by oil companies when you have oil and gas ties?
Because I'm not taking a dime of their money, Jay. Not a single dime.
Well, you're investing in them.
And I'm also the only candidate who supports public financing and campaigns.
Well, of course. We've got to break
the influence that big money has on elections.
If you support public financing campaigns, how much of your own personal money have you spent on your campaign?
I'm going to put in what it takes to get the message out, Jay. And,
no,
you know,
that's not what I ask you. I ask you how much you spent so far.
Oh, what are we at? Probably about $3 million or so.
$3 million.
Yep.
You needed to put $3 million of your own money in. What, you don't have enough contributors?
Oh, Jay, I have more money in individual contributions than either of the other two candidates.
Thanks
to your listeners.
Why do you need $3 million when you talk about campaign reform? What you make it look like is that you're trying to buy the race and that only the rich can get into this game and that nobody else has room. Why don't you, if you're going to talk the talk, why don't you walk it and not put $3 million of your own money into your race and then try to claim something else?
Well, Jay, I mean, you could always not run and allow a coronation to occur of the establishment's favorite candidates in this race.
Well, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm willing to challenge the status quo.
You're not.
Public financing and campaigns. We've got to find a way to get big money out of campaigns, Jay. And I support free airtime for candidates who make the ballot, having a public financing implement so we don't have this horrible decision where basically people have to take special interest money, spend their own money,
you talk that stuff and you're like, you're Mr. Anti-Establishment and you're Mr. Change and all of this mantles that you're claiming, but yet in reality, you're like everybody else. You're like the old school politician because you take $3 million of your own money and dump it into your campaign where Shafroff hasn't got $3 million to put into his campaign.
Hey, Jay, these are battles I fought every day. You know, you and I, along with the common
cause, put me in with
on the establishment.
Don't put me in with you, because I don't hang with people who take money from swift boat veterans.
Jay,
yeah,
those
well,
are the most despicable group that has operated.
Well, but you were happy to get your hands on their money, weren't you?
I've never talked to anybody related to the swift boat veterans.
Well, you have their money.
You don't have anybody in your campaign office that vets this information.
You
question Mark Udall and Ed Perlmutter the same way you're questioning
yes,
me.
I would.
You know, well, okay. Good.
And
well,
what are you accusing them of?
What are you accusing them of?
I'm not accusing them of anything.
All right. I think they're terrific.
We're out of time, but let me put this on the record, okay? For somebody who had to badger us over time, Joan Fitzgerald was on until 9:22. You've now been on until 9:29, so we gave you more time than her. So now, do you think that she'll call up and complain about that? I doubt it. But if it was the other way around, your man Becker would call up, and he would complain about it, because this is the kind of campaign that you guys are running, and his quote here in the paper about, you know, why is Marvin making a stink about this? It's obviously politically motivated. Yeah, well, you know what? I don't have any money from swift vote veterans. You do. And you know what? I'm not going to endorse you. I'm not going to endorse Joan Fitzgerald or William Shafroff. But after I have those two on, I'll tell you one thing. I'll endorse one of them. I'll never endorse you.
Well, Jay, this has been a very one-sided interview.
No, no,
I think you've said several times on the air you support Jones.
Why has it been one-sided? Why has it been one-sided? Because I dare to question somebody running for office. Now you're going to claim it's one-sided? I gave you plenty of time to speak.
You know, I came on here to talk about the issues. I'd love to do it again.
Yeah,
with
right.
You. I love doing your show. We fought a lot of great battles.
Sure.
And fight a lot
we haven't
more
fought any great battles. Don't give people that stuff and stop with the sucking up. And you know, the fact is it wasn't one-sided because I gave you plenty of time to talk. And you know what? Your record speaks for itself and anybody can go look it up. And I thank you for coming on the program. And you want to come back some other time? You're welcome. But here's the deal. You'll have to accept what time we give you. And I would and you know what? And you still haven't apologized to John Turk. So you're incapable of that. So, you know, if you win Congress, hey, we know what to look for. Thank you, Jared.
Happy to do your show anytime, Jay. It's always a pleasure to be on.
You can come back anytime. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, we're running behind. Let's get some traffic at 9:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Well, I couldn't get an apology. Sorry, John.
I wasn't really looking for one.
But... yeah, well, you can always try. Around Denver, highway's clearing pretty well, but I-25 still running behind in a few areas. For northbounders, from the Downing Street Bridge up to Alameda, and for you southbounders, between I-70 and Spear Boulevard. Got one surface street crash out there to look out for at Colorado and Mississippi. Today's forecast, mostly sunny, maybe a little...
Gas costs a fortune these days, so protect your investment with a locking fuel cap from your local Napa Auto Parts store. Starting at just $6.99, our locking fuel caps protect your vehicle from theft and vandalism. Plus, if your current cap is loose or damaged, you could be losing valuable fuel through evaporation. So stop into your local Napa Auto Parts store and make sure your fuel stays where it belongs with a secure Napa locking fuel cap. Napa, get the good stuff. Get the good stuff!
It was my darkest time ever.
Withdrawal was hell.
Heroin dependence is a disease many struggle to overcome.
I found my answer, a Turn to Help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately, in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At TurnToHelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
Excuse me, waitress. Which of the Malones would you recommend?
Well, I...
My word! Would you please get them to turn down that ridiculous racket?
Sorry, but that's impossible. That's my theme song. It's been following me everywhere lately.
Theme song? Well, I've never heard of such a thing. Who on earth carries theme song?
Wherever you are in life, get ahead. CSU Global Campus offers online bachelor's and master's degree programs that make career advancement possible for anyone. However you put food on the table, CSU Global Campus can serve you something better. Classes start soon, so enroll now. For more information, dial 1-877-345-GLOBAL or visit csuglobal.org.
Just like a fine wine. This song gets better with time.
Oh, check, please.
Use your economic stimulus check for a down payment and we'll match it up to $600. Jack with Jack Micey Heating and Cooling here with this special offer. No interest and no payments for 1 year available now on a purchase of any new American Standard comfort system. Now you can afford to install a new American Standard air conditioner this summer. Call Jack Micey Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate. That's 303-463-8541. Proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Now, $99. Joseph A. Bank, the only place for Father's Day. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760 of Progressive Talk. Jay Martin with you. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today is 72. We thank Jared Polis for being on, and we're getting some angry emails from Polis' supporters. And, well, listen, I mean, you know, you like a candidate who takes money from Swift Vote veterans, then fine. I don't particularly dig that myself. Let's go to Paul. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
How are you?
Huh?
I said, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. And you?
I'm just kind of amazed, but I'm okay.
Yeah, you went through a rough, little rough time there. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I heard yesterday that Polis or one of his aides or somebody made this flippant comment that, you're going to spend 2 hours on the poor and the poor kids in Colorado. You know, well, we ought to be spending 2 hours on that kind of issue. I'm watching C-SPAN this morning. And the Democrats are having to talk their butts off to the Republicans to extend unemployment benefits to people who have lost their
unemployment has run out.
Yeah, and the stinking Republicans don't want to vote for this, you know?
Can you imagine that?
No, well, that's just the Republicans. You know, they're just, I don't know what they are. They're not human. But you know, Jay, the other thing we need to spend 2 hours on is I just read yesterday where the world spent $1.3 trillion on weapons in 2007. This country spent 45% of that, $547 billion on weapons. And you have to get into an argument with a guy like that about whether or not we can find money for poor kids, you know, in Colorado, and whether or not we can extend unemployment benefits to people who need it. I mean, that's something we really got to focus on, you know?
Well, you know, one of the reasons why we're spending that money is because the leadership of this country is locked in a Cold War mentality. So they have all these big projects. And meanwhile, look what the future shows you. Look what the present shows you. The present shows you that we're dealing with non-state actors as opposed to state actors, and that a lot of this stuff is, it's not going to do us any good. I mean, it's useless. And then the other thing is, I guess you could make the case that if we don't sell them these other countries, if we don't sell them the weapons, then what it means American jobs, and that the Chinese and that other countries are going to go ahead and do it too. So that's a difficult one to assess and be able to get a hold of. But I think that if you went in there and looked at what we're spending the money on, I think there's a lot of that stuff that can be eliminated because this isn't the Cold War.
Right.
Yeah. And we're blowing money.
Yeah, exactly.
On stuff we're not going to use. Like, for instance, how does a missile-to-missile defense and that whole Star Wars thing, how does that work against a guy who potentially would like to cross the United States border, or that guy who wanted to cross the United States border wanted to blow up part of Los Angeles during that whole Olympic thing? How does that stop him?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
It doesn't. It's not going to.
But that's the whole military-industrial complex that some people in this country, they want to see it continue, you know. And
then we got to get a hold of it. We got to get it stopped, man. We got to get it stopped. All right. Hey, by the way, for those who didn't think that I didn't let Polis speak and that I was rough on him, you and I have had some rough going around. You think I was as rough on him as I have been on you?
Jay, I've learned that, you know, you just can't, no one, we can't be thin-skinned in this world. It can't take things personal. I never take things personal with you, Jay. We can have our go-arounds and we'll still remain friends, so it's no big deal.
Even after that nasty postcard you sent me. You sent me a nasty letter, and you know you did.
Oh, nasty?
That was nasty.
All right, well, we're going to have to sit down and talk about
this. But you know what? It doesn't make any difference, because you know I love you anyway, and you know you're always welcome here.
Well, I love you too, Jay, but listen, I am sending you another one, so where do you get this one, man?
Put your phone number on it, I'll call you up.
All right.
All right, man, see ya.
All right, take care.
All right, boy, he and I have really gone around, but he's good people. 9:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John, with traffic.
I-25 remains pretty busy due to two earlier accidents on the northbound side. Still dealing with stop-and-go traffic from the Downing Street Bridge up to Alameda. Now for you southbounders, as usual, look for speeds in the 30s and 40s between Park Avenue and Invesco Field. And we have just one accident out there. It is an auto versus pedestrian crash at Mississippi and Colorado. Today's forecast, mostly sunny and a high of 74. Right now, 67 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Test drive the luxurious Lincoln MKX crossover with up to 24 miles per gallon highway, award-winning.
Hi, this is yours truly, Dr. Daddio, asking you to tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for my show, Talking with Dr. Daddio, the show where we talk about what's happening in our local and national communities, our businesses, schools, political, civic, social, and religious activities, and many other problems that we face every day. So let's make a date, Sunday, Talking with Dr. Daddio, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to HELP.
click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At TurnToHelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-1455. That's 1-800-422-1455. 1-800-422-1455.
You are now free to move about the country.
Everyone knows new windows will save you energy, but all the claims and offers are so confusing. Relax. With K&H, your decision is easy and risk-free. Replace all your windows with K&H and save 25% on your energy use guaranteed, or they'll pay the difference. Plus, right now, buy three windows from K&H and get three windows absolutely free. Call K&H today for details, 421-7100, 421-7100, or online at khwindows.com. Call and start saving today. 421-7100.
Customer satisfaction and reliable service is what you'll find at your Cottman Transmission Service Center in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote on your maintenance problems. Find us at 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
Morning, 9:43, 43 minutes after the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 72. John.
Yes,
just to set the record straight, you heard what Mr. Polis had to say. Do you think that he gave an accurate portrayal of what went on?
No. No. I was down there, I talked to him.
He didn't just stop by here to say hello. What did he stop by here for?
In my opinion, he stopped by to see if he was number one scheduled, and then to try to work around the timing of the scheduling.
Yeah.
In my opinion. And when I asked, you know, when I told him, you know, Thursday 9:05 is what we had from 7 to 9, we're going to be doing this thing on children's, on poverty and children, and the report that came out on Tuesday, he did say, you're going to do 2 hours on that? In that tone. Not like, oh, you're going to do 2 hours on that. Great. It was, you're going to do 2 hours on that?
You ever had any guests that we booked on the show in 3 years we've been together? You ever had them muscle you for a better time?
I have had people ask me if there's any way they could get into a better time, but when I say no, it's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? Of course, people want to be in the 7 to 9 o'clock time in Denver because that's when most people are in their cars. But Jay, you know, if you look at our numbers, 9 o'clock hours is the most listened to hour during our show, isn't it?
Yeah, we gave him more time than we gave Joan Fitzgerald.
And the 9 o'clock hour is higher numbers, if you look at Arbitron.
And I do like Joan Fitzgerald. I'm not going to deny that. But to say it's politically motivated,
you know, what disturbs me the most is just the way this Becker guy kind of spins it in that article that appeared in the Boulder Daily Camera this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a super spin machine.
Well, I think we were both kind of...
You know, I did...
I think we were both kind of taken back by it.
Listen. We wouldn't have been put in this situation. This wouldn't have occurred if he wouldn't have stopped by the studio on Tuesday morning. Correct?
Well, that and if Becker hadn't sat there and, you know, kept emailing us over and over again.
Well, it wasn't Becker who was emailing. It was somebody else from his campaign.
Well,
it was somebody from the press campaign was emailing us back and forth trying to set up the time. He came, I believe Jared came down here with Robert Becker. But it was one of the most awkward... You know, 3 minute hello and goodbyes I've ever had in my entire life. You know, I felt like I had to explain to him why I was doing 2 hours on children in poverty. So.
You know, the old me. The old me would go after him every single day, but I'm not going to do that. The people who live in that congressional district and two, they're going to have to make their own decisions. And for those of you who are calling and saying, I didn't let him talk, no, there's a difference between not letting him talk. There's a difference between letting politicians get away with BS, and there's too much in the media. There's too many people in the media who do that. They just let him get away with it. They let him deflect the question. And Jared Polis is not John McCain. Homer in Denver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi, Jay. It's Homer. This Jared Polis, Jarhead Polis or whatever. I don't know if I'm a little angry at you, too. I just don't understand. Let me get this straight. He did not apologize.
No.
And I don't know why you wouldn't. Why did you let him get away with that?
Well, I tried to press him as much as I could.
I know you did. I know you did. You went online, but he, I don't know.
Should I have stopped the interview there?
I guess so. I think you really wanted to give him the time and then come back and pat yourself on the back and say, well, I gave him the time. But, you know, I think you could have said, you know, if you're not, you know, he really needed to apologize, didn't he? Well, what's the word need?
But see, if I'd cut him off, then people would have said that I wasn't being fair. And I gave him more time, and I pointed that out to him so that he and this guy Becker couldn't turn around and say, well, they gave me less time than they gave Joan Fitzgerald.
Right. Well, maybe if you had kept him on for 3 hours, he would have finally apologized. I don't know. Right? You know, you read Nelson Algren, don't you?
Oh, boy. I got every book he's ever put out, man.
Okay. So how do you like Notes from a Sea Diary?
I love it.
Oh, you do?
Yes. I do.
I'm surprised because, you know, that was sort of a small print book. He didn't, I don't think it was a lot.
No, it wasn't one of his best-known books. But,
right.
But
I thought it was still one of his best, though. It was really good. It was gripping. It was just amazing.
Everything he writes. You know, I love the opening of The Man with the Golden Arm where he starts talking about Record Head. Don't you love that where the guy has, like, the nickname Record Head?
Yeah.
Is that, like, the best in the world? He's like this, you know, hard-bitten, you know, guy on the police department?
Yeah. Jay, I'm going to get off the phone here quick. But I'd like to get this Jarhead in a room with Record Head. I won't say that, okay?
Hey, Homer, just remember, I'm Frankie the Machine, man.
All right, Frankie. Take care, Jay. Have
Take
a great
care.
Day.
See you later. Oh, man, I revel in that. Somebody else who's read Nelson Algren, who is one of the best authors in the world, who, by the way, was under investigation by HUAC, and they were requesting records about people that he knew from the House Un-American Activities Committee. So what Nelson Algren did was he took bricks and sent it to him. Said, here, file this, which I think is just like the best. Let's go to Patrick in Fort Collins. Patrick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are we doing, Mr. J?
I'm okay, man. I'm hanging in.
You know, I was going to ask you a question. I wonder whose butt is more red, you know, whether it be yours from all the smooching or his from the... Man, you took a piece out of him, man. And, you know, to be honest with you, I think he deserved it. I noticed his campaign funding discrepancies, I would say about a few days ago, and I didn't know whether or not you were going to address it. And thank goodness you did because, you know, I'm not here to attack a candidate on any or put the boots to him, man. You know, I'm not here to join the witch hunt, but guess what, man? Jared Polis, you got another friend who's waiting in the wings with a nice big red hand to put somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll tell you, in his defense, he has been involved with helping kids. Now, in his... You know, he tried to, and this is where it gets really tricky. He tried to deflect the questions by going into something else, which always centers around citing his resume, and then that puts you in a difficult position because if you lean on him too much, then people think you're being unfair. But if you don't confront him on it, then it's like, well, you laid down and you let him get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't let him use his ego muscle, you know. I mean, and it's like, you know, do you educate the public on what they know at this point or what they need to know? And at this point, you know, he was trying to go on the basis of what we should know on the basis of his campaign, which is what any politician would want to do. I don't think too many politicians out there are self-deprecating. Maybe Barack Obama, I don't know, to his fault or to his favor, I don't know. But with someone like Polis, it's like, man, it's already hard enough for us to believe, you know, that you're not, you know, basically, you know, what I like to call, you know, a gold chain Democrat. You know, anybody, you know, can pull that chain in any given moment, and suddenly, oh, yeah, now I'm back to my class system. I'm back to what I'm used to.
Yep. You know what? You got it exactly right. Hey, man, I got to get some traffic. Patrick, thanks, brother.
Anytime, brother.
You got it, man. See ya.
Peace.
9:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk's going to give 30 seconds, 60 seconds on traffic. Is that all? Why are you? Why are you doing that?
I want the same amount of time as Amelia Earhart.
Okay, I agree.
All right, I-25 starting to loosen up after two late crashes on the northbound side at University, one at Alameda. Currently working two accidents around the metro, one an auto versus pedestrian situation at Colorado and Mississippi. We also got a crash at Sheridan and Hamden. Rockies host the Giants today at 1 o'clock. Expect heavy traffic around Coors Field before and after the game. Today's forecast, mostly sunny, maybe a little breezy this afternoon. High should be in the lower to mid-70s. Currently 69 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What a long commute. It'd be great if you could snap your fingers and be at work. But what if you could snap your fingers and be at a job you really loved?
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At TurnToHelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
Eric Show, afternoons 4 to 7.
And now that they have it, they're taking action to create change.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Did you know that FHA has raised the limits of what you can borrow on your FHA loan? That's good news for refinancing if you have a first and a second and want to consolidate into a 30-year fixed-rate loan. And it's low money down if you're buying a new home. Find out more information about FHA and other loan programs at the Mortgage Help Center, sponsored by American Guarantee Mortgage. Honest answers and real solutions. Call today, 1-866-259-8206. 1-866-259-8206. Start saving today.
9:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Outraged Colorado AFL-CIO working families are going to protest record high gas prices as the national average reaches $4. And they're going to be doing this at a gas station in Denver. This is going to be happening at the Shamrock gas station, 1465 Colorado Boulevard and East Arkansas Avenue here in Denver. And it's going to go on Thursday. That's today, June the 12th at noon. So join them. And speaking of gas prices, join Rockies in doing what? Getting you more gas-efficient vehicles, because Rockies has got the largest selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles, and they've got all kinds. If you need a truck for your job or work, they've got you covered. If you need a fuel-efficient automobile, they've got that too. They've got a selection that you wouldn't believe. And as a matter of fact, I always talk about this big sign that kind of draws you in like a magnet. But really, it's a selection that'll get you. And they've got their matching down incentive going on, and they want to see your trade. I mean, these are fine folks, and they'll cover you from A to Z. Anything you're looking for, man, they've got it. Rockies Autos. They're open 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., but if you come like close to 9, they'll stay. No, you'll be fine. They'll stay late and everything will be okay. Get out there and see my friend Rick Colton. Get out there and see my friend Spanky Herrera. Get out there and see any of the gang at Rockies Autos. You can't miss them. There's signs right there, but the inventory is really the draw. 63rd and Federal.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural, honey mustard, or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
Right now, when you switch to Rite Aid, you won't just get your prescription filled. You'll also get a gift card filled with $30. And you could even get your gas tank filled for free. For every prescription you transfer to Rite Aid with a coupon, you'll get an entry into our weekly drawing for a year's worth of free gas, a $2,600 value. Keep your prescription with us, and you'll be re-entered into the drawing each week. Switch to Rite Aid and fill up on all the rewards we have to offer. See circular for coupon and pharmacist for details. Not valid in New York or New Jersey.
Turn to the left.
Bush relied on propaganda to sell the war. Where have I heard that before?
With AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ashcroft was going to do justice at the Justice Department.
And AM760.net.
John McCain has no plan. That's all right. I have no plan either. I have no plan on how to get out the door. 9:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms, high 72, widespread panic. This is from their archive-released CD, and we've been playing it all day. And we'll play some of it tomorrow, too. All right, let's see if we can squeeze in one more call here. Let's go to Jason in Denver. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Wow, man, that guy, Mr. Polis, he couldn't even articulate an apology or just say, "Hey, dude, I'm sorry if there was a misunderstanding." That just, it's this old school style of politics, and it totally reminds me of like Terry McAuliffe, where he would come on TV and he would start talking, and I would feel like it was raining, like somebody was urinating in my ear and telling me something, telling me that it wasn't raining. It was just crazy. That style we're trying to kill right now. And I think that there are a lot of Democrats and a lot of people out there that are just sick of it. And it's not, even if you think you were in the right, it's still not hard to say, "Hey, you know what? I'm sorry if there was a misunderstanding. I apologize."
Listen. I'm sorry if people out there, some people out there thought I was rude to him. I'm sorry about that. I mean, I'll try to do better next time. But I don't understand why he couldn't say he was sorry for putting John and putting myself and putting us in an uncomfortable position. But man, he just would not do it. And I tried and I tried and I tried and he wouldn't do it.
Yeah, it's a real trip. You see these folks running around doing this kind of a thing, and this isn't the way that normal people conduct their lives, and it just shows how out of touch they are with, with their constituency and with the way the politics are running right now.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You weren't too bad about it. You were great, I thought.
And well, thanks, Jason.
All the right questions.
I appreciate it, man. I got to go. The show's over, but thanks, Jason.
Later.
All right. You know what? Hey, vote for Jared Polis for Congress. It's the best campaign money can buy. Let me see. Do I have any money from Swift Boat Veterans? Oh, here's a contribution for $2,500. I had no idea this guy was a Swift Boat Veteran. I had no idea that he was.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance. Privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
I'm Manny, chairman of Mannyphone, the cell phone company where you don't have to pay for any calls you don't intend to make. So I don't pay one red cent when I don't call my cardiologist, my sister-in-law, my son Peter, or that wife of his.
This Father's Day, give your dad a...